This episode of the Jerry Jonestown Massacre is brought to you by
Geist Note,
Amazon, Stamps.com, Seize Candies, Rouge Designs, and Plastic Object.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
So the intention here was to have a conversation. We're going to choose an interesting person to ask interesting questions, and I would respond with interesting answers, and you would have an interesting piece of audio to listen to. And the more I thought about it, the less interesting that concept became.
Swaying back and forth. A beautiful thing taking me away. All of my most sensitive areas were inflamed. My extremities pulsated with tingling sensations.
I see what's going on here. Go ahead. Go ahead. Start the show.
Show number 270.
You're not going to trick me into saying it, and then you're going to keep it.
It is Wednesday, July 11th, 2018. Jeff has figured out my plan. Welcome back to the Music Awards wrap-up show. The Fort Worth Weekly Awards present the Dead Vinyl, or the Fort Worth Weekly presents the Dead Vinyl Music Awards, brought to you by Bud Light and Topo Chico.
Jeff
and the Vandaliers
Jeff, if you are just joining our show, you want to go back to the Funky Town podcast this week and listen to the first part.
You can skip the first couple of minutes and then jump into. You can skip the over the.
Because the first part of the award show is on the Funky Town podcast, where they the red carpet interviews and the what else? There was the beginning of the ceremony. I don't even know what happened at the beginning of the award ceremony. What that acid trip was, I still haven't figured it out. No one's explained anything to me.
We didn't even talk about that either on the six tries that we've done at this show.
I think
we have not tried.
Well, we're doing it right now,
so we should probably address that.
I think it's just because we were on
shrooms.
Yeah, we didn't. There was I really think that like three girls came out and like did something, but I think what we saw was not actually what everybody else saw.
Which whose idea was that?
Like the hula hoops and the.
I was looking for Darth Maul. I thought at any moment Darth Maul was going to jump out.
The lightsaber and the wings, the light up wings.
Look,
like,
I thought it was a little weird, maybe even a little bit out of place, but it was cool.
Well, it made me check my ticket stub to make sure I wasn't at some high school talent show.
Is that ticket stub, or is it ticket stub?
Because I wasn't going to say that it was bad.
I thought I was at a music awards show, and I was waiting for a musician to come out and play as these ladies were dancing.
But we don't know who they were. Maybe they were somehow associated with
I was getting my wallet out and some ones and headed down towards...
No, they weren't looking like strippers. They were looking like belly dancers with a...
Like burlesque dancers.
They didn't have things on their boobies.
Not all burlesque have things on their boobs.
On their nipples.
I think they do. They have those
big
fans.
No, they don't.
They have those big fans. There's no fans. They just had like a hula hoop.
No, not all burlesque has nipple tassels. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
no.
Pasties. They don't pasties. Always have pasties.
Pasties and those big fans they cover themselves with.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Some of them are assassins.
But that wasn't sexy. It wasn't supposed to be sexy, and it wasn't sexy.
No.
An award show usually kicks off with a musician rocking your face off to get you all in the mood.
I thought it was
all
a weird way
confused.
That... I thought Josh and the Jet Noise were about to take the stage and
I thought
and
that was
off.
Josh and the Jet Noise.
You know what? I did, too.
I haven't seen them around. One of them looked like Thomas.
That was the apex of the shrooms we took, too. So,
I swear was Thomas was up there.
I know. That was the shrooms. Okay, Dustin?
All right. Anyway, and then I thought it might have been Garage Barrage playing a mean trick on us.
That would have been hilarious.
They were on the bit. And like, watch us do this.
Yeah, look, I really don't know what that was.
It could have been.
I don't either.
It could have been the band House...
It was funny. I mean, not funny. It was just... It was odd. Didn't see it coming. Well, lights go down, and then some girls come
usually
out.
Usually don't.
And then have a
I didn't
scarves
see the crowd
or flags
up front,
and
what they were doing, but in our area, the upper riser area where we were sitting at the table, like everybody standing around up there was just kind of looking at each other like, is this it?
It reminded me of...
Are we here?
It reminded me of a scene in...
I had two people
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Yeah, but maybe we missed something, too, because we were also on the red carpet.
Was someone poisoned? And then it broke out into a big fight, and they're trying to get the vial of the antidote?
No. I thought for some reason there was a scene like that in one of the movies that I watched back in the days, where they're like, all of a sudden, these...
Temple of Doom does that.
Yeah. Like, right when before they cut the snake open and a bunch of snakes come out, don't they do some weird...
Oh, I was talking about the very beginning.
Oh, no. Wrong part of the movie.
Okay.
We can do movie talk if you'd like.
No, I wouldn't. I don't want to. Yeah, that was very interesting. The rest of the show was really, really good.
What'd you think of the food?
Here comes the second part that you can hear from here.
What'd you think of the food?
I liked it.
Oh, the VIP food was good.
Where was that from?
That sausage was really intimidating.
Wait till you see this one.
Anyway.
it was a good sausage. I wasn't talking dirty.
It was a good sausage.
And I had the
cheese filled one.
No, it had cheese in it. It had a big ass
The turkey
stick
leg.
Mine did.
The turkey leg
was obscene.
Yeah.
It's really obscene.
You know what's weird is how you couldn't walk through, like, if you were in the area that they're letting the bands and stuff hang out, the Topo Chico. I had a nice, refreshing Topo Chico. Being told that you can't bring a non-alcoholic drink into another part of the venue is weird to me.
Oh, that is weird. They wouldn't let you take the Topo Chico?
That's the dumbest.
Topo Chico, yeah.
First off, there is no TABC rule against that. That's the dumbest fucking rule
I've
ever heard anybody
do that. Well, I think that was the venues, maybe. I think that was the venue.
Okay, so, we don't want you to spill your Topo Chico, but these guys can fling whiskey and beer all over that back area like it's no big deal.
Yeah.
Fall down with giant cups and, you know,
so we got, so
shattering
they have,
glasses
did, okay, wait
all
a second.
The
I heard the rumor that they praise Jesus there.
They do.
It's a church. No, so this
did
was,
they do it
that's
that
talked about a lot
day?
On this episode.
Did they do it that day?
Yeah, it was Sunday. They did it that morning. They had church service there.
So, and not 7 hours later, they had an upside down cross.
Yeah, right. War
all
Beast.
The visual.
Yeah, that happened.
Which was awesome. I love War Beast, and I love their
on the same
name,
stage that probably the preacher preached.
That the preacher
on,
preached
probably
with
sure.
upside
down cross.
No. Well, I'm saying the preacher
the
had a normal cross.
He had the pentagram.
Yeah, it's like irony.
But
So, oxymoron.
So whenever we got our food, my wife doesn't like sweet tea or non-sweet tea. She don't like tea. So I get a sweet tea, and then I go to the bar, and I go, hey, can I get a Coke? $3 for a plastic cup of soda.
Oh, no.
And I was like, okay, which I paid it, but I'm like, man, I mean, Bud Light's free. I can't get a Coke for free at the bar. Any other bar in town I go to, the Coke's free. But she had no problem taking it out. We walked out with it, and if they would have said something, I'd be like, she paid $3 for this Coca-Cola. We're taking it out with this. Or she'll finish it. You know, I mean, I don't know. Anyways, whatever.
Anyway, whatever. Yeah.
Did you guys talk any to Wolf Trap?
That was kind of crazy.
We did to Der Wolf Trap.
Der Wolf Trap.
Let's get into this episode. This picks up right when...
don't tell me what to do.
Metal category picks up, and then we'll come back and we'll do a big wrap-up. But this starts out, I believe Dave O'Hearn joins me. The metal category is talked about, and then we lead up to the big performance of War Beast. And we'll let it play out from there, and then we'll come back here at the end, and we'll do a big wrap-up.
Now, you're not going
to
hear the
Thanks
War
for
Beast.
Listening to us on this part of the
Right. Are you
going to
play a War Beast song in its place, or you're not going to have the War Beast in here? Because it was pretty...
The War Beast audio was pretty bad. It was pretty distorted because the microphones picked up everything like crazy, and people were talking. So there will not be any War Beast music, but you'll hear everything up to that, and then it'll move to another part of the show.
Gotcha.
And then we'll come back afterwards. So here it is. Enjoy. Bye bye.
This split.
Hey Dave, you wanna hop on since my other partners aren't here. This is Best Metal. Who is this? The music metal art director.
Yeah. And like.
Hey, it's heavy metal. This is us, bro. Check it out.
This is all us, right?
This is all us. Hey, I'm going to give a play-by-play. Wait.
Let's do it.
Play-by-play.
Oh, it's best heavy metal. This
best
is our
metal,
category.
Metal,
we may just throw this down and walk away.
No, give me this. Give me this two double. That's good. Can't see the other ones, though.
All right, let's see.
Oh, I'm going to have to turn
this
down.
Let's see if anybody cheers for us.
They have to. Black Star Republic.
They're going to win.
Blasphemous Goat Vomit. That's pretty awesome. Dispositions. Iron Jaw. In Spite of Madness. Lockjaw. Too bad Drag the Ocean wasn't...
Man, they could have been here.
I know.
Mountain of Smoke.
Yeah. Oh, Sleeper. I bet we don't even get any of them.
Yeah, Prophecy. They'll win. That band's going to win.
Oh,
I'm not a fan anymore. I can't really tell. See, we had no chance.
But we don't play.
That is new.
We don't play here enough.
No, Oh Sleeper's a national band that plays around the world. Oh Sleeper is currently
out on the road right now. I don't think they should be. They shouldn't be in.
I don't think they should be around. Yeah. But cheers to them. But they shouldn't have been in this category. It's fucking gay.
Not that they shouldn't. But there needs to be a separate category for it.
Well, they've already taken other national bands out, so they shouldn't have been even in there.
Well.
So now I'm just going to drink my sorrows in whiskey and Coke.
Yeah, both my bands lost.
Yep. Oh, here's Punk.
Why weren't we nominated for Punk? Let's do a Punk album, James.
Bulls. Let's do a
Punk album.
We should do an album for everything.
Punk album. Okay.
There you go. We lost.
Here, we lost.
What?
What'd you lose?
We lost those.
I'm hanging my head. I'm hanging my head in sadness.
No, you can keep going. I'm done.
I missed the middle. Oh, so Dustin's out because he missed it.
I'm gonna go drown my sorrows.
So here's Jeffrey Lord covering the Punk category.
Yeah.
Dustin's crying.
These headphones sound way better than those you have on, Jeff. I'm sorry.
He's got a pistol dangling under his chin.
It is under my chin. I'm actually gonna go.
Who won?
The problem with the Panthe is Daft Pistols now.
That's the only way is Daft Pistols.
I didn't hear the.
Hey, let me give this to you. I gotta go. Hang a revolver under my chin with Zach.
What?
Huh? What?
Who's the winner? Have they said it yet? I don't know who won.
I don't know, but a national band should not be on here. I'm filing complaints.
Man, I missed the Punk category because you're a bitchin'.
No, you missed the metal category where Oh Fucking Sleeper won and they're a national band.
I was smoking, hanging out with Kevin Geist and Richard Penny Archer. Blues Soul category.
Huh?
The Blues Soul category.
Okay.
But I can't hear this guy at all. Can you hear him?
No. It's that fucking hat he's got on. It traps all the sound underneath it.
I can read the nominees, but they don't put the nominee up in print. Abraham Alexander, Claire Hinkle, yeah. Michael Lee in the Wartime Limousine, Chet Stevens Band.
If I have a complaint to Matt issue Pepper. On this...
Talk to Eric Griffey at gmail.com. Chris Watson Band.
It's the PowerPoint presentation. Doesn't show the winner.
Yeah. Polish.
Matt Tedder, which
Matt
who
Tedder.
Deserves.
Oh, nice.
But
Matt Tedder, winner of Blues and Soul. Yeah, they should put his name up there.
So
they can take a picture, put it on their Facebook page, and the winner is Matt Tedder.
That's one See? Thing the Dallas Observer got right. They had a slide for the winner.
Dallas. Let me just go on the microphone.
Hey,
there's a girl from Conway.
Here, I'm going to give this to Sheridan now.
Sheridan.
Here, Sheridan.
Sheridan. Fort
Worth. Hey, what's up?
You want to hang out? Here, take these. Watching
some blues. You have an extra microphone, too.
And here's your own microphone. See, can you kind of hear us?
Hey, how's
hey,
it going?
What are you doing?
What are you
How
doing?
How are you doing? Fancy seeing you here.
Fancy. It is
Whoa.
Pretty fancy.
It is. You're all dressed up.
Yeah, I put on a dress.
Wore your Sunday best. To God's house?
To God's house. Actually, I was in the pool an hour ago, and I just threw whatever was on and cleaned.
So, have all your categories come up?
I'm not sure. With me and
play music all together. The convoy categories haven't been
Cheers
ran?
No, there were some individual performance nominations.
Oh, there are.
Yeah.
Are you? Is Alex here, or are you accepting for Alex?
I would be accepting for Alex if... Yes. Possibly Joel, too, because... Yeah.
None of them came?
Yeah. No, they're not here.
Fuck that. That's stupid.
Barbie and Rap.
Uh-oh.
88 Killer, R&B rap.
Ooh. Rap.
Complete.
Who's your money on in rap?
Lou Charles.
It's going to be complete.
Lou Charles is big.
I don't know.
That's yeah! Dad Pistols.
Todd Farrow.
Todd Farrow. J-O-E.
It spells Joe.
Wouldn't that be Joe? In
I like Crumb.
Other, in other worlds, Marcel. It would be Joe, but in hip-hop, you got to space it out. With
J-O-E.
Where's my man
J-O-E.
Rex at?
Nice.
Nice major.
Jula Spears.
Jula Spears.
Woo!
Friend of the show.
Torn Up.
Torn Up.
Friend of the show.
Friend of our show.
Big Cliff Watkins.
Son of Big Cliff.
And Rex.
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 Friend of the show.
Everybody.
We heard him earlier.
Crumb.
Crumb.
Crumb. All right.
Dude, Crumb's good, man. I like
Crumb. Crumb is good.
I got a couple of his albums.
That's what Sheridan likes to bump when she's in the pool.
Some Crumb.
It's some Crumb.
Crumb. Yeah. Yeah.
She gets Crumb going.
Get Crumb bumping.
Get Crumb bumping and get Turn Up.
Yep.
That sounds bad. That sounds really bad.
It does sound bad.
I don't want to be any part of any Crumb bumping.
Crumb bumping.
I went out and got me an outfit today that cost a lot of money today because I thought Wu-Tang was going to win.
I don't know
how you see it, but when it comes to the children, Wu-Tang is for the children. We teach the children.
Wu-Tang is for the children.
Puffy is good, but Wu-Tang is the best.
Wu-Tang's the best.
I want you to know my name is ODP, and I love you all. Peace.
ODP?
I don't know what just happened. Hip-hop speeches throw me off.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
I never really get them. I don't know what's going on.
I have no idea what's going on at all.
I don't either. This is...
Jazz.
Jazz.
I don't know anything
are you
about
up,
jazz.
You're up for fiddle, right?
Well, Convoy, but not individual.
You didn't. I thought you got an individual.
Not me.
No.
Alex and Joel.
Screw this. Let's go. Let's go across the street and have some beers. Let's go out front and have a snow cone. Is the snow cone truck still out there?
I think it's still there.
Yeah. That's what's important.
Snow cones are good for you.
They are.
I think Ray Jowett's going to win it.
Those are the guys that play at Shipping and Receiving.
Parker Anderson's in that band. He's already waiting. Look at him waiting already. He knows.
I don't know. They said, and...
Oh, did they say it already? Okay.
Homeboy with the top hat. Blocked his
I thought he was on that part of the list. I can't hear shit.
Thank you so much.
I do enjoy watching Sheridan play fiddle. I do enjoy watching this.
You should have been up for individual.
That would have been cool, but I'm just okay.
It's failure on the nomination committee to put people up there. We should have thought about that.
Yes.
So next year, maybe you should come and petition more by mowing my lawn or painting my house.
Oh, is that how that works?
Or changing my oil, or
doing my laundry.
Yeah,
making me some scrambled
weird
eggs.
Things like that. I mean,
babysitting.
Right? Yeah, totally.
I need to get a Fort Worth Weekly Music Award. So what can I do? I mean, everybody we put in this year did some beautification to our properties. So.
Oh,
yeah, right.
Right.
Drummer performance. Now they're in a really wacky order. Parker Anderson.
If Dead Vinyl wins, I'm turning this off and going home.
Cole Austin, Panic Volcanic. So you got Dead Vinyl versus Panic Volcanic.
If Panic Volcanic wins, I'm turning this off and going home.
Jeffrey Chase Friedman, New Motor Scooter.
Jeffrey Chase wins, I'm turning this off and going home.
Kevin Geis, Henry the Archer.
Kevin Geis wins, I'm turning this off. This is a fun category.
Matt Mabe, he's going to win. Matt Mabe's winning.
Let's see what he says.
Dang it.
The winner is
Matt Mabe. Oh!
Whoa.
Parker Anderson.
All right, I'm turning this off. We're going home.
He's cleaning up tonight. Parker's got all the panties.
Mic drop.
Between Parker and Zach Tucker, they got all the panties.
All right, Sheridan, you can leave whenever you want. Don't feel like you're trapped here with us.
Oh, I'm not. What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Mint chocolate chip.
And what about snow cone?
I would have to go with bubblegum. But blue, because it makes your mouth blue.
See, I like the blue bubblegum, too.
Why don't you mix them?
I used to. It'd be like a cherry and grape or a
cherry and lime. I like that. Bubblegum, if I mix them, it will be the blue and the pink.
Well, there you go. That's what I wanted to know. I got what I wanted out of the conversation. So,
All right.
I'll pass the mic
to whoever. Throw it at James. No, he just cheers about England.
Start talking in British again.
He will. Here comes the angry Brit.
Hello! Can I talk about PowerPoint real quick and how it would help out in this situation?
It would help out.
I'm an expert at PowerPoint. Basically, you make a new slide, and then when they win, you write the name of the band in, and you press Enter.
Right.
Maybe you see it. Because I can't... I don't know what's going on.
James,
also turn the PA up.
Have you applied for a job at the Fort Worth Weekly Lab?
I think I can. I know PowerPoint and Word.
Here's a cover band.
You do Word. Oh.
Barrage. I do Word.
The cover band, is this where Duel Der Wolfenstein?
Der Wolf Trap? No, they're not. They're only originals.
Only one band, Garage Barrage.
All right, here we go.
Garage Barrage.
Who's coming up? Cover tribute artist.
Is there a Dufort band in this category?
No. Unfortunately.
Babes in Boyland.
Babes in Boyland.
Which
well,
is
maybe,
the
actually. I don't know.
And Toy on cover. Chair.
Babes in Boyland.
Dick Buildings.
Dick Buildings.
Got some cheers for them. Fat Cheddar.
What's that a cover band of?
That's Matt Tedder.
Oh, The Foo. Yes, there is. The Foo.
The Foo
sure.
is a Dufort band.
Garage Barrage. What's that cover band of?
You need to sign Garage Barrage.
Yeah, Garage Barrage is greatness.
Wait.
It's the best band on here.
Poo Life Crew, I get that. Oh, Primal Concrete Cowboys. If they don't win this year, then...
Garage Barrage.
Big Mike Richardson.
Garage Barrage.
Sun Kings.
Sun Kings is the cult cover band.
And the winner is... Winner, chicken dinner.
Dang it, it's always Big Mike.
What did he say? Garage Barrage?
Big Mike. It's always Big Mike.
He needs to be retired.
Yeah, they need to retire Big Mike.
I mean... He's great. He's great, and he just needs to be retired.
You can play anything you want.
That shows that your greatness is once you're retired from a category.
Oh, it's not just one cover. He just covers...
He covers everything.
Oh, okay.
He'll do Zeppelin.
No, he covers one Zeppelin song on repeat for 3 hours at whatever
venue
you're
at.
John Bonham!
They're English.
Yeah, they are.
Too many of these now, so like...
You know who else is English?
Rolling Stones.
The Spice Girls.
Well, they are good, though.
James, who is your favorite Spice Girl?
I think I'm...
Mine's Baby Spice.
Sport.
Sport, really?
Yeah.
Yours
I'm
is
like
Baby?
Yeah.
Yes, mine.
The one that was married to the soccer player.
No, I didn't like that one. It's pretty obvious.
Scary.
No.
Well, who else is there?
Ginger.
Oh, what about Beckham?
Oh, yeah,
Beckham.
I like Ginger.
No, I don't.
Beckham Spice.
Victoria Beckham?
Yeah, Beckham Spice.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
Yeah, Ginger's all right.
But I'm a big
Beckham
fan
Spice
of like Jerry Hollowell.
She's in Russia right now, Beckham Spice.
She is? Oh, she's
I
a
bet.
Soccer.
I bet.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to...
All right, I don't know what's happening.
Warbeast?
Oh, we're getting Warbeast, so I'm going to just set the microphone.
Please welcome to the stage, Jeff Daisy.
Oh. Jeff Daisy, saxophone player extraordinaire.
Oh, Jeff Daisy.
Is this a saxophone intro to Warbeast?
I don't know.
He's like the Yngwie of the saxophones.
He plays a saxophone with Leon Bridges.
His things are carved in like Yngwie's fretboard. So you get more notes out.
The Yngwie of saxophone.
Ryan Bingham and Willie the other day.
Well.
Oh, this is In Memoriam. Got to bring it down.
Oh. We can't talk during this.
No.
How many people have died locally this year?
Well, I don't know if it's even this year as much as it is. I'm hoping they have Jordan, the drummer for...
When you hear a saxophone, what do you think?
Baker Street.
Lisa Simpson.
I wouldn't say Lisa Simpson.
I don't know where you're going with cartoon characters. I was thinking songs.
Oh, or what's his name? Arsenal. The one that's always at the dentist.
Now, we had a big conversation with his co-host, which is also the bass player. Oh, they're actually showing it. Okay. I don't know if I should talk in this segment.
I'm going to read the names as they pop up.
Paul and...
This is so sad.
Thank you.
I do think it's cool that they're doing this.
They haven't done this in years before, have they?
I don't think so. Rustin Luther. Bass player, your rising.
That's a do for it, brother.
You got thoughts on this one? Look, look.
There he is. The picture's amazing.
Was it shooting out of a cannon?
Confetti.
Forrest Hollier. Production stagehand, Friday on the Green Music Awards.
Jeff, that's something you missed out on. You would have loved the Urizen show.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They were great. So good.
Awesome stuff.
Space worms and tanks, confetti.
They're on the road right now.
Troy. Troy Farmer. Tattoo artist.
I think that's not representing him that well. He was more than a tattoo artist. Oh, Wesley, who used to run this building.
Sub owner, manager, booking agent.
Yep. Den mother, she was. She was my den mother for a while, actually.
Really?
Yeah, she was the ex-Mobius mother. She was greatness.
I never met her, but she looks rad.
Her and Richard were amazing.
Vinnie Paul.
Vinnie Paul.
Go pour one out for Vinnie. Turn the house lights down.
I need a black too.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was really good.
Yeah.
That was really good. That was interesting.
Yeah, I saw that. I heard it. Didn't see it. Well, I saw and heard it.
I did both. I did both.
Double senses.
All right. So, that was that.
So what do you think so far?
We brought the room down. It's good. Remember, this room is packed tonight. Last year it was kind of empty.
What's going on here? Oh, it's Vinnie Paul.
Oh, Vinny. It's the ghost of Vinny. What's going on? Once again, PowerPoint has broken.
You got a Vinny drum solo?
Oh. I want a Rustin Luther bass solo then.
Now that'd have been cool. Dude, I could totally do this.
Do you?
If you needed somebody to do this kind of stuff, I could do this.
Yeah, okay.
Just saying.
Jeff, do you have a Vinnie Paul story?
Do I have what?
Everybody that's here locally has a Vinnie Paul story. Do you have one? Did you ever see him or meet him? Did you ever go to a Pantera show? Do you ever wish you would have gone to a Pantera show just to see?
Maybe now in hindsight, but I never liked them. I just never got into what they were doing.
Do you ever wish to experience
my Vinnie Paul story is the Dallas Star story. You know, they did the Dun-Dun Dallas. That was the coolest fucking shit ever.
And they still use it to this
day. All the stories that went along with that, the cup being over at their house, at the party, getting thrown off the balcony into the pool and causing the dent or whatever that whole thing was.
So there's...
It didn't happen to me personally, but that's always my favorite story.
There's two things that are staples with the Dallas Stars, and it's Gojira and the Pantera song.
Yeah.
They did.
Do you ever wish to go and experience things that you don't enjoy? Just to see
why would you want to do that?
The commotion's about? Like, you hear a bunch of people talking about it, and you're like, man, I want to go do that.
I don't know.
Is he here? The way he introduced that, I was like,
it sure is cold up here. are y'all doing down there at the Fort Worth Weekly Music Awards?
You just went
this is Vinny Paul.
What does he sound like?
Turn the house lights down, because I don't know what he sounds like.
What does he sound like? He sounds like the old Speedlunker.
Back to the awards we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Back to the awards we go.
Oh, I thought y'all were taking pictures of me.
Nominees for the best vocalist performance.
Vocalist performance.
All right.
Abraham Alexander.
Abraham Alexander. Ansley. Joshua Fleming, Vandaliers. John Gehringer, Podio, Mandy Hand.
Cayete La Boca. Oh, shit.
What happened to you, Dustin?
I changed.
Richard Hennessy, up for Best Vocalist. Sammy Kidd, up for Best Vocalist.
So Daft Pistols got ripped off for rap.
Should have been Rex, anyways.
Should have been.
Dead Vinyl.
I heard that Daft Pistols dude, though, is cartel related. He's not going to be happy about this.
So, who do you think has best vocalist?
Rebecca from I Happy Am? No?
Peyton Miller, Dead Vinyl.
Well, hell yeah. Another Dead Vinyl. This is the Dead Vinyl Awards.
It is the Dead Vinyl Awards.
Yeah. So get him.
Hayden.
So get him back to Daft Pistols. I hear he's like cartel related. He's not going to be happy about this. There might be some beef.
Bro.
And he was a big fan of Rex too.
Well, Rex didn't win.
I know.
Crumb won.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Daft is pissed because Crumb one over Rex.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
I hear you. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Is this mine? So, overall, I haven't heard anything that guy has said.
No, we're also talking during it, but yeah, it's hard to hear back here. Acoustic folk singer songwriter.
Okay.
Kevin Aldridge. He likes Basset Hounds.
All right. Yeah.
I told that to Dustin. Dustin said he hates Basset Hounds.
How can you hate a dog?
How can you hate a Basset Hound at that? There's been some dogs that I've hated. They're pretty small.
Yeah.
The Basset Hounds? You can't hate a Basset Hound.
No.
That's look at those. Flash from Dukes of Hazzard. Fred from Smokey the Bandit.
Yeah. Wait, was that Dukes of Hazzard? What's his name? Flash?
Flash.
Yeah, Flash. Did you just say that?
Yeah. And Fred's in Smoking the Bandit.
Yeah, he's in Smoking the Bandit.
And they won again, too.
Yeah.
Panic Volcanic, Dead Vinyl.
Hell yes.
Lady in Red.
Oh, my God!
This is awesome. It seems like a lot of the winners from last year are winning this year, too, for the same exact things.
She wins a lot.
Yeah.
She's a winner.
Yeah.
I hope you all get to be there.
Wolf Trap.
How do you think
today is going for you? How's the day going for you, Wolf Trap? You lost your award. You did not get an award.
I was nominated twice. One for a band that didn't even really exist.
Yeah, we're going home empty-handed.
It existed. It existed, for sure.
We're not getting the panties. Like, none of us are going home with panties tonight.
So many people who have helped me, and so many.
How's that different than any other year?
True. I thought for sure Daft Pistols was going to go home with one, though.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, no. What happened?
Oh, you got to
I say blinking lights. Things are going out.
Did I just fuck shit up?
Why am I on course?
Hello? Okay, here we go.
I don't know.
I think I broke something.
Stubbs goes over here.
Oh, here we go.
There we go.
Yeah. Thank you, Wolf Trap.
It's my German engineering background.
So when you're jamming with Wolf Trap and someone's making too much noise, you go, shut your trap.
No, that's way too obvious. But we do spit on each other a lot.
And lick each other's chest hairs.
Lots of spitting. Am I local?
Huh?
Oh, here we go. Semi-local, semi-local. The spectacle. Is the spectacle up
Acid
for this?
Acid Carousel.
Acid Carousel.
Doug Funny. He's a rapper. House Harkonnen.
Oh, yeah.
Or
semi-local.
Or House Harkonnen. Is he bored?
I almost wore my volume 3 shirt.
Uh-oh, Mind Spiders. They won earlier. Peter Moore. Pearl Earl is good.
I hate band names. I like Pearl Earl.
Sea Lion. Vandaliers.
Oh. Vandaliers.
It's a big category. Who's going to be?
It's going to be Vandaliers.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep.
Vandaliers it is.
Congratulations, Vandaliers, on an exciting win at the Fort Worth Weekly's main event.
So I have an exclusive.
Do you smell what the wolf trap is cooking at the DLW main event?
I don't know if it's working.
I think I'm in here. Here we go. I have an exclusive for you guys.
Okay.
I was just talking to backstage with War Beast.
Yeah,
I helped Eric Griffey carry some water back there. He asked me to, and those guys are jacked up, ready for this. They said that this is like their first gig ever. They're nervous as hell. And
is Metal McConaughey
all excited? I think so.
I'm just wondering. It's a legitimate question to ask about the War Beast.
I don't know. I think so.
Is he still in the band?
Yeah, he was back there. That's who
okay,
I was.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kind of...
But it's
kind of pumped to hear him. I want to hear
That's
him.
All I was like,
I'm ready to do this.
I'm fucking stoked to hear you guys because never thought it was going to happen again.
Why didn't you see if we could interview
That's what Bruce said. No, well...
Can we get Bruce on?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right. Over to my neighbor's house.
Other performances.
Okay. Yeah. We've
so, yeah.
Other performances.
So as soon as they're done here, they're side staged in a little tunnel right there.
This is the last award.
They're ready to go. As soon as this award's done, it's going to be War Beast. So,
Rebecca Elizabeth,
Rebecca.
Woo-hoo! I don't even see her.
Sheridan, I'm pointing at Sheridan.
Alex,
I know that guy.
Next year he might be on for Mount.
It'll be Robert Miller out of all things.
The Daybreak Kids. Rebecca Elizabeth. Yes. Yes, I said yes of you all.
Oh.
We love you, Rebecca Elizabeth. I do.
Oh, wait,
Dustin doesn't,
yeah,
but I do. I'm very happy for you.
I'm supposed to. Yeah. Go Rebecca! Team Rebecca America. At least this year Zach's not walking up there.
She's got the flowery tunnel, right? She's the other woman.
Thank you for voting for me. Thank you to me, Motor Scooter, for letting me be in your band. This has been a really great year. This is awesome.
She's looking like she's like 1977
I love
superstar.
You, Rebecca! Rebecca! Woo!
Let's see what she says. Anything? All right, here we go. All right, so now we have some War Beast. And I'm going to set the microphone down and just record this.
All right.
Now, I know just a little bit about this next band that's about getting inducted here tonight. Not worth the great statement on her mind to play them over here.
Now you're recording.
So things have changed. And
start over.
And now I'm Mark Wieger, and this is Jason Lee.
Yes.
And we're doing some Fort Worth Weekly Awards. War Beast just finished up. It was beastly. It was warly. Had a lot of rock. It had some roll.
Oh, I can hear you now. This is
some
awesome.
Evilness.
There was a little evil to it. There was also a lot of sweet to it, you know? Like maybe they were taking care of one of their own. It was a good cause.
It was very war-y, and it was very beasty.
What awards do you think
we're
going to see
next? Hey, Katie Robertson's trying to figure it out for a podcast, Miranda. Do you have a question for us?
I think they're podcasting.
That is not a question, and she's right. It's incredible. It's one for one. She's one for one.
Earlier loser from Chucho.
Oh, yes.
Katie Robertson.
Yes, she's walking away. Can't hear. Yeah, it's not right. A winner. So far, she's won nothing. She's not a winner, but she's incredible to us.
And she's just slamming into people.
It's fine.
Because
everyone
the drinks are
here,
flowing.
We have to take a moment to talk about our sponsors. One of them is Bud Light, which has caused everybody to be a little on you know, the stumbly
like,
side.
It's like Eric Griffey said earlier, there's no one in the history of the city of Fort Worth that's ever supported live music more than Bud Light.
And yeah, that's right. That's right.
It is true.
I think that's pretty true.
Their outreach program is incredible.
So y'all just go at it. Tear it up.
Are we allowed to talk about the awards as they're given?
You are. That's what we've been doing.
This is great.
Are we allowed to talk about it? Eye candy as it passes? Or is
you are.
Okay.
In fact, I'm
this guy in the plaid shirt right here is looking pretty good. Like, I don't know him personally.
Cody Canifex?
But he's doing question.
Pretty well. Cody, I'm going to wait for you to get your headphones on. I have a question for you.
How's it going?
Incredible.
What was happening in the intro of the awards? Could you ever figure that out?
Yeah, were you here for the beginning of this show?
The dancing?
Yeah, the hoops and the lightsabers.
Yeah, what'd you think about that?
Thought it was festive.
Very Fort Worth, right? It felt like it had a really Fort Worth vibe.
Yeah.
Right?
Could go to literally none of the venues in town and see that. And so, for that reason, it felt very richly theater.
I was hoping for maybe like some pom-poms or maybe like rainbow-colored clown wigs.
At some point, somebody was channeling...
Sparks?
Somebody was channeling Darth Maul, it felt like, at one point.
Darth Maul was definitely here.
There was a little bit of... There was some...
The weirdest part was... There was some Darth Maul. It felt very Parker County. Like Azel,
maybe possibly a Weatherford Color Guard team.
What about Springtown?
Springtown, I think that they have a hard time doing the hula hoop thing with their belly with the pregnant.
Have we named all the cities out there now?
Boyd's wise, but it's still the same.
I don't know, Tarrant County.
I did wonder a lot about it though. It seemed like it was a bit of a Color Guard routine.
What was it? Fort Worth music that was playing to it?
I don't think so.
Anybody recognize the music on it?
No. Yeah.
Who is that guy? He's in the sitar. He's got the sitar band here in Fort Worth. It's
Daniel Katsuk.
That's it. It could have been Katsuk, but other than that, I think it was pretty. It was of another plane. Final awards coming up. We've got some messages on the screen right now.
Final awards. Newcomer, what hasn't been given away yet?
Newcomer, best band.
Like a
new car has not been given away yet.
I feel like I'm no longer on the podcast.
Best
no longer in my ears. My mic is no longer happening in our... There we go. So Bertha Coolidge is setting up right now, which is pretty awesome. I haven't seen them since Black Dog days.
Birth of Coolidge.
It's going to be pretty good. It also says the final awards are coming up. That could be a lie. Be a timing situation. Bertha Coolidge, though, the first time I saw them was whenever I had just turned 21. I started going to the Black Dog whenever it was downstairs downtown. And they would play Confusatron, Bertha Coolidge, all of those fusion jazz bands, Denton Cats, all this stuff. They would always play at the Black Dog. And that was my introduction to downtown bar scene at all.
How many people is in their band?
It varies depending on who's there. But did you ever go to the Black Dog?
Absolutely.
Did you go to Bertha Coolidge and Sweet Confusatron?
Uh-huh.
There was there was another band from Denton called Little Brian. Was another band that same exact type of thing. It was they were a little more like thrash metal with all of these instruments. It was really entertaining.
I can imagine it's gonna be like.
So guys, what are your highlights so far tonight? Mine, Parker Anderson. Without a doubt.
It's really weird. I shouldn't say this over the airways, but Parker Anderson for president, maybe.
I think we can
He's doing a pretty good job. I think at least local government, the guy has a lot to say. He has good stuff to say, and everybody supports him and is behind him.
Did you see Britt Robichaud's kids, Eli and Jack?
They're incredible. They're both sporting some fake glasses, but I'm not going to hold it against
them.
Your dad's got the hipster thing down.
Ginny Mac
did a really great job. I'm sure they talked about it when it was happening, but the tribute that Ginny Mac did was awesome. Yeah. Jeff Daisy played a really awesome saxophone tribute during the In Memorandum.
Daisy gave me a little inside scoop. When he originally put together the In Memorandum solo that he was playing, he did not have that little Pantera part at the end.
Right.
He figured that out last night.
Right at the end, he played a little bit of Walk just before, whenever they were doing the Vinnie Paul part. It was pretty rad.
And it was weird because one of the Warbeast fans said, "Are you honking your horn at me?" And Daisy 100% looked down and said, "Yes, yes, I am."
Yes, we're cool with the actual podcast people going to urinate. That should be fine.
Yeah,
that should be fine. They're holding it down, going to make some urination.
Once again, let's remind each other and the listeners who we are. My name is Jason Lee.
My name is Mark Wieger, and it's a party.
I'm Cody Canifax.
Nice. What do you do around here?
I was up for the experimental Avant.
What band were?
It's Celta.
Excellent.
Yeah. So
all of the experimental electronic that category, most of those bands are things that I've seen around town.
Yeah.
And it's really fun to have that kind of scene in Fort Worth at all, man.
It feels like it's really broad, and I think it's narrowed in the last few years, because I feel like all of that, like 3 or 4 years ago, was just like Pinkish Black was in there, and like Tame Tame and Quiet was in there, and like rock bands,
right?
And people that pushed buttons.
Yeah, right. it was like a rock band that did anything that pushed anything at all. They called it experimental.
Yeah,
right. And
it was like, oh, we don't. Well, there's dissonance involved in this this part of the song.
Right.
Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and call that experimental.
But it feels like this year, almost every band listed seemed like something that was pushing the envelope a little bit, doing something a little bit different. You guys are definitely in that. What are you doing in the band?
Actually, recorded the album myself. So
produced the album, or
produced it and played guitar, keyboards, bass, sung.
Everything is you.
Yeah, a lot of the drums are like.
So, is there anybody else involved on the album but you?
Jeff Mount from Session Works played drums.
Okay,
sounds great.
And drums. Where did you record it?
At my house.
Oh, incredible!
Yeah, and then
so it's just the two of you, and at your house.
No, I did all of it, and then I took it to Jeff's studio to kind of
incredible.
Mix it, master it.
Feels so. Very early days Nine Inch Nails, Trent Reznor-y kind of, right?
Yeah, a little bit. I have a little more funk and influence and rock.
I just meant the recording style.
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
That got a little carried away.
Can y'all hear me still? That was,
no, okay. I can't. But don't turn you up.
Hello?
Yeah.
All right. So I was trying to get it where I could hear y'all a little better.
Right.
And apparently, a Warbeast show started up again.
So the guitar player, the lead guitar player, are you guys familiar with him at all?
Oh, my gosh. I'm familiar with his arms because they were about to knock me down.
He looked like he was ready to kick some ass, dude. And
what I love is
he can definitely shoot some fireball.
I do love that guitar is a decent size, regular size guitar on a normal human.
Yeah.
But on him, I was like, is that a small scale guitar? Like, what are we looking at right now?
I thought that
it's a Flying V that's tiny, but no, Randy Rhodes was this tiny human that a Flying V looked giant on. This guy is the opposite, you know?
I was waiting for any second when he just grabs the tremolo bar and just pulls it off the fucking guitar.
Breaks
it. Just like, yeah.
Eats it. Then announces to everybody that he has some kind of ailment because of...
What kind of war beast would he be if he didn't?
The warrest of the beasts.
I heard somebody in the crowd call him Boar Beast, and I didn't think that was fair. I didn't see anybody bored by it. They seemed like everybody was way into it. Saw a little circle pit start down in front.
Bertha Coolidge is taking a whole lot of time to set up. I feel like we're almost in an interesting predicament of just talking about nothing here for a little while.
I did see Jesse Foster bring out and sit down on the table what seemed to be the final awards, which I've been told are coming up.
According to the screen, the final awards are coming up. JFO, better known as Jesse Foster, working for the Fort Worth Weekly, doing an incredible job setting up those awards.
And setting up the awards and explaining to others how to pronounce the band's names. This is the thing
really
that is
good. It seems like there should have been a primer for the guest.
But I do think that if you're going to do it this way, that having somebody right next to you who actually knows everyone's name is really handy. Because last year they let Tony Diaz butcher everyone's name. He even came up to me earlier and was like, man, I cannot believe that last year everybody just hung me out to dry. And this year they've got somebody to tell them their names. It's perfect.
And Tony didn't realize it was more about him than it was about
the names, right? Names. You know, no, his pronunciation is incredible if he knows you. We're getting a War Beast chant right now from the background.
For them to come back up.
There's the great Jeffrey Ward.
Well, Jeff just
walked looks like
right
he
on
walked
past.
Right past everybody. He doesn't even have time to talk to
I think
the
he
podcast.
Wants to crash the party here.
He's been told it's pretty amazing. He's never actually listened before, though. It's really strange.
Yeah, he will.
He
not,
says that he doesn't support other
it.
People's local live breaking podcast. His is the only one that matters,
yeah,
and
Jeff,
it's really
Jeffrey
weird.
Said he hates the
Jerry
what
Jones
we're doing
sound.
Right
he,
now.
He really hates
he
the Jerry Jones.
He
only listens to his own radio station.
Wholesome family entertainment.
Yeah, we have cussed. Couple of times.
I can't remember
Mark
when that happened.
Mark smokes weed. I mean, like, how could you even raise a family around
I did it
that?
On the podcast, so you know that. Right now I'm talking to Naaman Rogers, who was nominated for the hip-hop, R&B, all of that general category, and his name was pronounced wrong by
Naaman.
The... Naaman. And he was immediately corrected by the aforementioned Jesse Foster. She did a great job of letting him know that his name is Naaman. Naaman, you got something to say to the listeners out there?
I didn't hear not one word you just said to me.
The quieter
Classic
I talk
Naaman.
To the
quieter, Classic Naaman.
The quieter I talk into the mic, the better it is for the guests that I'm interviewing. They don't know anything.
Now, Naaman is hard of hearing. And so...
generally out of key, that kind of stuff, but he's a rapper, so it doesn't matter. Here, we're going to ask him another question. Hey, Naaman, did you love, enjoy, / admire yourself for being nominated?
I try to love myself every day, sometimes twice a day.
That's an incredible statement from a man who that we know we have, like, confirmation does.
Now, Naaman, what did you think of the acceptance speech from Crumb? Quoting a famous Old Dirty Bastard Source Awards acceptance speech. Did you enjoy that, or did you think, hey man, you've already...
I think comedy is good, but maybe leave old dead rappers out of your acceptance speech.
I feel that, man.
That's,
I feel that. I see
that
where
makes
you're
a lot of sense.
I have another question. Parker has won a couple of awards and been a part of a couple of awards tonight, and had a couple of really cool things to say that seemed like this room was into. What do you think about what he's had to say so far?
Parker is an upstanding young gentleman, and I love him, and I appreciate everything he's doing, and he gets a thumbs up from me.
That's a thumbs up from Naaman Rogers for Parker, who's been killing it tonight. I think he's about... 5 acceptance speeches in. Each one has had a different theme and message. He's doing a great job. Keep it up, Parker.
I'm just glad you didn't fart for
me. Is the pee pee break still going, or what's going on?
Wait, they're talking.
Are they?
They were.
And scene.
Hey, man, this is Mark Wieger, Jason Lee. I can't remember your name.
Cody Canifax.
Cody Canifax, and we're signing off.
Adios.
Check. Now we got Eric Griffey.
Eric Griffey's up there. We have the final awards.
Eric Griffey and Jesse Foster.
Some Jesse Foster, right?
Yeah, Jesse Foster and Eric Griffey up there doing awards.
They're doing
right
award
now.
Shit.
She has come on to the Fort Worth Weekly scene in the last year and is killing it.
So we're watching some awards happen. There's been a lot. I'm not going to lie. There's been a lot to drink tonight.
There's been a lot to what?
A lot to drink. Hey, you want in? Jason!
You want in, buddy?
So this is the talent buyer, and Jason Lee's kind of standing off because he's, I think
he's
nervous.
You know, it's weird. The first two are way up there on my list. I don't know Randy Brown, but the first two are, those are my guys.
I think I'm going to sit down for this segment because my feet are hurting.
Well,
I'm fat.
They provided chairs for you.
I was amazed that I ran into my neighbor over here. Here he is right here.
Has anybody used any of my sweat towel? I have a sweat towel down here if you need it. If you want to wipe your sweat off.
Oh, the Tin Panther. Very nice.
The Tin Panther. How come the chat room's not up there? I'm kind of disappointed. There's no chat room.
You know what's funny is a couple of years in a row, the chat room's been nominated for venue, but not for talent buyer. I guess how that works.
Oh, maybe you won. Did you just win? Oh, okay.
I don't know if you did or not.
Let's see who won.
Alan Brown, who does an incredible job all over town, in Fort Worth and in Dallas. Alan is one of my favorite dudes in this.
So
scene.
Chat room did not win, though.
No.
The chat room always wins. You guys both knew it.
We are winners in Christ. All things are
all
winners in Christ.
In Christ.
So don't take it so hard, man.
Well, we are all winners in the house of God. We are in the house of God.
I heard a rumor that this place is actually a house of God.
It is a house of God every weekend.
When it's not being an award show venue, they use it to praise the Lord. Here.
Alan Brown, everybody.
Alan Brown. Good job.
He's an incredible dude. He's a great talent buyer. He's worked for a lot of places over town. He's incredible.
Good job, Alan.
Stay hard, Alan.
We will. Well, he didn't. I don't know if he died. We'll slap his butt when he comes by.
It's perfect.
It's okay, man.
Sheridan keeps looking at me in weird ways.
Where is she?
She's right here along the rail.
Uh-oh, we got guitarist performance coming up. This
guitar performance.
Guitarist performance. Do you know any guitarists that are good enough for this performance?
I think I'm sitting right here.
There are a couple of guitarists in the
room. I can play
Matt Stubbs.
Nothing Else Matters. Have you ever heard that? I don't know if you guys have heard that. Nothing Else Matters.
It's a Megadeth song, I believe. Dave Mustaine wrote that.
Mark, I heard you're one hell of a guitarist.
Who's this?
I dabble in varying instruments.
Uh-oh.
I dabble.
They need to really work on their PowerPoint presentation because I have no idea what the fuck is going on.
I know that guy, Henry the Archer.
Henry and
we're back here in the drunk section.
He's a mean archer.
Serious mean archer scooter.
I really want to go over there and grab Bruce. If I grab Bruce, will that be cool?
That would be totally awesome. I don't know, but do you want to do that out in the lobby, though?
In the Me Too movement era, do you know Bruce before you grab him? You know Bruce?
Yeah, he hangs out at my neighbor's house.
Okay, so sweet. Then, yeah,
I don't. Now we're catching up. All right. Maybe the guy running the PowerPoint presentation was drunk. Maybe they've had a little bit to drink. Maybe they're part of a podcast
maybe
that likes
to drink. Maybe Dead Vinyl will win another award.
You know, honestly, I'm not going to lie. We could do a way better job at doing these emceeing this. We could have totally done this way better.
That's right been talked now, about.
We today. Could do all the dun, dun, like we do the Billy Crystal. We do a dance. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, we could do that.
Tyler Vila of Dead Vinyl. Dead Vinyl wins another award.
This is the Dead Vinyl Awards, ladies and gentlemen. The Dead Vinyl Awards.
Here,
gentlemen,
the Dead Vinyl Awards. Step away.
Parker Anderson.
I love when we all talk at once, and we all have something really good to say about Dead Vinyl.
So, I just want to say that Warbeast was fucking awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, they
Tony
were.
Tony Diaz on the mic right now. Tony Diaz.
Whenever
future mayor.
When I'm mayor
of Fort Worth, Texas.
I believe it's going to be a Warbeast and Methinks show.
We have to have
at
a
the inaugural
you know
show. Is that badass or what?
When you become
that's
mayor, when you become mayor,
yeah.
You need to have Warbeast Wednesday, like mandatory.
Out of curiosity.
Like the
curiosity.
City buses have to play Warbeast.
Tony,
hey, Board of Catholic Charities, we're going to Warbeast Wednesday.
There you go.
After tonight, do you feel like whenever you are mayor that you're going to have Parker Anderson be on your staff in some fashion?
Yeah, I feel that's going to happen.
I think he has the people wrapped up. I think he has
the
some
people
good ideas.
Wrapped up.
I think he's the man for the future. So
sure, he's the man.
If you're gonna
sure.
be if you're gonna be mayor, then Parker's got to have a spot. He's got to have a
so
spot.
So I do want to say this though, on a serious note, that I think that the future of Fort Worth is the expressionists, the arts, here in Fort Worth are the future of the longevity that's lent to the city. And I think that shows like this, where we are able to congregate and appreciate, you know, the year's work that different musicians put in and stuff like that, but understand that how much we support each other to lend sustainability to the scene.
Is this going to be a campaign announcement?
No, no, no. It's okay. Not a campaign. I'm just telling
you're
you.
Doing good, though.
I'm just trying to take
you're doing damn
telling
good.
You that, like that the arts, the expressionists in our city are a huge part of why the exponential the growth that's going on in our city. And I feel that the more that we support the arts in Fort Worth, you're supporting the longevity of the city as well. And so this is a big column, a pillar for that as well, as far as like the Fort Worth Weekly recognizing all the hard work that the musicians do every year to put albums out, to get out and play shows, all that kind of stuff is really, really important. And I'm appreciative of the Weekly being able to recognize them the way that they are.
Very nicely said, Mr. Tony Diaz.
That's it.
Thank you.
Well, guys, you guys have a great night.
Oh, you're leaving? He's just going to drop that knowledge and bounce?
That is a lot to say and already have prepared. You're incredible. Thank you for dropping those on us.
I got to get home. I got to go take care of my dog. My wife's out of town, so I got to go take care of my dog. You guys are great. I'll see you a little
you're
bit.
You're great.
We're going to promote some shows here on the air. Yeah,
absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Promote anything you want.
Bye, guys.
Even free sex.
And the Hendersons win Song of the Year.
That was very touchy.
They won Pop Band.
I said touchy.
Did he just retire from all these clubs?
No, I think he started his campaign.
Oh,
Tony Diaz announced his campaign for the future president of the United States of America.
So
he's going to be the man that goes against Trump.
Luther's up on stage to take the Hendersons Award for Song of the Year. Tony Diaz is headed back to the bathroom. It's really weird.
Makes his announcement and bounces.
It's a podcast.
Oh, hello.
Would you like to say anything to all your fans out there?
You're incredible. Like, that's awesome.
It is awesome.
You have a ton of fans out there. Would you like to say something to them?
The Jerry Jonestown Massacre?
That would be us.
I've had a really good time for a Sunday. It feels like a Saturday.
It almost does. We should have taken tomorrow off, right?
Oh, no. Don't give me that idea.
Would you like to
get
off?
Then we can get
work tomorrow?
Crazy.
War Beast will keep me up at night.
Would you like to get off?
And there we go. That was the end of everything.
Rock song
she's there.
Of the year.
She's killing it.
Everybody
this
is
got. This could be Dead Vinyl again.
Here,
ladies and
Jeff.
Gentlemen, we could have a Dead Vinyl award. Man, next time I come, I'm going to wear my glasses so I can actually read along with the MC.
Yes, we can hear him, and he's putting it on.
There we go.
There we go.
I need more me, actually.
Do more me. Here.
Let me see here. Well, I just want it in my headphones.
We're just going to skip some people who are nominated. It'll be fine.
I think I'm a little louder now.
And the winner is.
So, Jeff, have you had a good time? Oh, wait. The winner is. Hold on 1 second, Jeff, before you answer me.
Dead Vinyl
again? Holy moly.
They barely even have enough shelves in their
house. Ladies and gentlemen,
if
you bet on Dead Vinyl, you are a rich man today.
Oh, my God. They're just cleaning up in the department. Please let Parker speak again. Parker for president.
Here we go. Oh, is he dropping his campaign?
Wow. I second Parker for president.
Yeah, I think. Oh, we need to turn you up, sir. Now that I'm sound engineering. Give me some mic, Jeff.
I can't hear Hayden.
Oh, whoa. Sorry about that, guys.
It's all right.
Let's see here. Hello? You there? No.
Hello.
I was just told from the front of the room that a hit has been put out on Dead Vinyl.
Okay.
A hit has been put out on Dead Vinyl.
Those up, but I couldn't hear Jeff, so I started tweaking knobs, and I might have screwed everything up.
Yeah, I need to go west.
I'm not the greatest sound engineer ever, but he's going to announce his run for presidency here, Parker.
This dude's just killing it. Now they're announcing that they're donating their proceeds to a couple of charities.
Oh, are we supposed to be giving money to them?
Dead Vinyl for life. You know, Parker Anderson for president. We got it all going.
Parker is a good man. I don't think he remembers me because every time we talk, he's stoned. I think. Is it a little loud?
Yeah,
let's see here. Who? Which one?
I don't know.
Everybody.
The whole thing.
Check.
Maybe. I think it's everybody. I think it's the masters too loud.
Okay, let's turn this master down. Hello? Is that better?
Dead Vinyl. Dead Vinyl's had more awards tonight than people at their shows. It's pretty awesome.
Uh-oh. And what is your email address again, sir? You can just send that email to dustin.schneider@gmail.com if you're a Parker fan.
Oh, no, Parker. I'm a giant Parker fan.
Or a Dead Vinyl fan, send your email to dustin.schneider@gmail.com.
Continue to go to shows, guys. Go to shows.
All right, album of the year. What we got here? We got album. We got the year. What are we doing?
She's giving a speech, but I can't quite hear her.
Oh, sorry. I should shut up.
Y'all go to shows in Los Angeles.
Truth to power.
Thank you all so much for coming. I don't know if I can
see here. Turn that down. I didn't really touch that one, though. None of them are peaking. Well, mine's peaking.
I think everybody's...
See, let's turn me down here. There we go. Turn it down really quick.
Andy Pickett, oh, album of the year.
Andy Pickett.
All right. It's tough being a sound engineer.
Blue-eyed devil from Earth Child Imperius. Football night in America.
Susie's boyfriend's bad.
That's right.
Right?
Frosty. Knowledge is power. Juma Spears.
Album of the year. Is Blaffin's Goat Vomit on this? Are they on this album of the year?
My Three Cents Complete. Paper Knife. Cameron Smith like Sir Nuda.
Right.
Radio is on. Chillamundo.
Yes.
This is Chillamundo.
Solo Joe Savage.
Joe Savage, big winner earlier.
And the native Bandoliers.
Bandoliers also stick with
the Dallas band, and I totally love them.
Well, see, that's the thing. So, I guess I should be quiet, and the winner is...
The native Bandoliers.
Hell yes. Ladies and gentlemen, we knew this was going to be a tough battle between the Bandoliers and the Dead Vinyl. We had no idea they were going to throw this many blows at each other. We've got a left, a right, an uppercut, BA, start. It's all over the place. It's a bloodbath between the Bandoliers and Dead Vinyl.
Looks like Dead Vinyl, though, overall took more.
See, now I can't hear you. I feel like I'm failing as an engineer.
Can't hear me either.
Did your mic get pulled out?
Alright, I
want to
thank Jack.
Thank you so much. Say something there, sir.
I'm back. Hey, we're back. We're back.
I guess his mic is the hottest, so every time that we think it's too loud, it's because that one's scorching.
Well,
I thought it was.
Maybe it's just me, man. I'm just standing here being too hot.
Fire.
Sometimes I'm being too hot. I love the Bandoliers. I love Josh Fleming. I think he's incredible.
We've got a two-band show here today, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not really sure when it comes to Josh Fleming what the fuss is all about. But overall, I think he's a pretty rad dude.
There's a celebration dance for the good comment by the commentator. I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, love, peace, and hair grease. Lots of sexual sex.
Sex wax, basically general positions.
Bandoliers, we've been trying to get on the show. We keep going back and forth with them. We'd like to have them on.
They don't want to come on your show.
They probably don't.
Actually, they let us know earlier they would specifically not to be.
An all-around legend, Johnny Reno. Please give him a hand.
Oh, wow. Johnny Reno to the stage. No sex. Surprising.
Now that's sexy.
Saxophone only. No sex.
Every year after year, it's good to be with you guys. Congratulations to all the winners, and I'm here tonight to introduce you guys, maybe some of you know the Bertha Coolidge. They've been together for probably 20-some-odd years, and you ever went to a Black Dog Jam?
Ooh, Black Dog reference, that's pretty awesome.
They put it on the map, they still do it every Sunday night.
Guys, I'm going to go tinkle real quick, and I'll be right back.
So the thing about these guys, Joey Parker on the bass.
I'm not going to drop deuce, I'm just going to tinkle.
Rich does a lot of drums. Aiden Bubeck on the bass. Paul Metzger on the guitar. These guys never rehearse. They make a point of it, really. And so they come out and they play the same song, but it never sounds the same. And that's the whole point. So I'm honored to introduce you guys. Welcome to Hall of Famers.
Oh no, that's not by. Sorry.
Wait, you
want to talk here? Another 2018 Hall of Fame inductee, Bertha Kulich.
Hey, Mark, you want to talk to Kevin Geist of Hymn to the Archer?
Absolutely.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going, man? Good to see you, man.
You too.
Pretty cool. We're about to watch one of the bands that got me into the Fort Worth music scene to start with when I was really young.
No, yeah, there's a story. Joey Carter, I think, the Vibes player.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he was a drummer, and he was a good drummer, whatever. Influenced me to keep on playing jazz and stuff like that. So
yeah, I was at
UTA right before or right after he was graduated.
At the Black Dog Tavern when I was 13 years old.
Yeah.
I would roll in there and get to see Bertha Kulich and Confusatron.
Yeah, man, Confusatron was great.
It really sparked my interest back in this. I was in band in high school, but
right.
This is like a pit section.
Yeah. Justin from Confusatron was in my old band Bindle.
Okay.
A long time ago.
A band from Denton called Little Brian. Little Brian was a band Confusatron that brought this like jazz fusion bit into the regular everyday. You know, we were sitting at the Black Dog drinking beers, listening to like a fusion jazz band into marimbas or whatever. Like, it was a really cool vibe, you know.
Oh yeah,
for sure. The internet was invented. I looked up Bertha Kulich because, you know,
but Joey's specialty is the vibes, for sure, man. He's a killer vibe player. That's what he's playing tonight. He's not playing drums.
Which is really awesome.
Dustin just rolled up with a mule just to show it off, and then Reem's running off. Get back there.
What is it, a mule?
Moscow mule shearing.
Mules are kick ass.
They're so good.
Thanks, Dustin. And Dustin ran off.
His mic is so hot. I was gonna have him fix it.
Oh, this one?
Thank you.
Well, I mean, I can barely hear you guys.
Bertha Kulich accepting the 2018 Hall of Fame award.
Oh, no, I see what you're saying. No, look, I'll talk away from it. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to, But, like, you can barely hear me right now. I can barely hear you.
It's your headphone. It's something about your headphones.
Oh, shit. Okay, I did not know that.
So no, you're fine. You sound great.
But I told Jeff, like, are you sure you want to stop by? Because usually I do something wrong, or I say something wrong, and now this time I'm
right
yelling.
Right now they're asking about the hop and Fort Worth.
I'm making them par, like 100%. For screwing up every fucking podcast I've been on.
Right now they're talking about when they first used to play at the Hop. The Hop became the Aardvark.
Is that Stitzel?
The Aardvark is now closed.
No. That's Stitzel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I played drum. We both went to UTA for a little bit.
It's such a crazy thing for so many of these music venues and bars and whatever to have existed for such a long time. You know, so it's cool for people to have played at the Poop Deck and at the Keys Lounge and at the Wee Lounge and at the Hop and at Nogstar and all these. They're all closed now, you know, but it was such a long lineage, you know, and think about the Hop and the Archer and all the stuff that's closed and gone by. Hearing bands like these that you used to hear there kind of makes you feel good again.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good memories.
It is great memories, man. Berry Street holds good memories for a lot of people in this town.
Yeah. No, I used to visit
the greatest thing is right now. No. Jazz drummer Stitzel is about to stand behind a double bass metal drum kit and play jazz on it. This is fucking awesome. This is awesome.
It's going to be incredible, y'all.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be incredible.
I think they're going to get going on this, and we should probably pause this down so that everybody can listen to the band.
See what you think about the sound.
The sound?
Of this? I like this.
I can hear myself now.
You can't hear yourself?
No.
Check.
It's very, very low. I don't know what's going on here.
That's okay.
Keep talking.
What are you thinking about? about this award ceremony so far, Ryan?
It's pretty good. I think it's been a bit of a cock stroke. No, it's been good.
A cock stroke. I like that.
Yeah.
What'd y'all think of? I know this isn't up y'all's avenue, but what'd y'all think of War Beast and how crazy that shit got?
I went outside. I didn't even like listen to one song that they did.
Dude, the whole room was here for them. They had a pit. They had all sorts of people up there against
really?
The stage. Yeah, it was insane. It was actually the most people I've seen in front of the stage for any of these award shows.
Hall of Famers.
They are Hall of Famers. It was pretty good. Pretty
okay.
good.
I mean, I don't know.
And they're my neighbors.
Are so they really?
Weird. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, afterwards I walked over here and it's my neighbor. They may have left now. They were no, they're all over here, right over here. Yeah.
Small world.
It's a small
yeah,
world.
It's kind of crazy.
Small.
Kind of crazy.
Small world.
So, are y'all done? Have y'all kind of sealed the deal?
What do you mean? Like, are you asking if we had sex earlier?
No. Did y'all have sex earlier?
What are you doing? I thought you were a guy.
Yeah,
guys.
Yes.
There's no reason for that.
There was no reason for that.
I don't know where Kevin Geist's mouth has been.
Right? You don't know.
So, no, I mean, are y'all done with the awards? Is it about time for y'all to pack up and leave, or
well,
are y'all going to stick
I
it out?
Personally,
or?
Would have been. I could have left an hour ago and been perfectly happy.
But you were up for an award like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of fights against the deal, right?
Well, I had a strong hunch. That I wasn't. I mean, I would have been a nice surprise.
Yeah.
I would have, you know, but.
I knew none of my bands were going to win, but I came here anyway just to see you guys and your beautiful faces.
Well, shut it.
I hope you wore boots because it's filling up with shit here.
Yes. I was like, dang, man. All right, I'm going to go outside.
I came to see Jeff.
We all came to see Jeff.
What are you going to do? Is the snow cone truck still outside?
I don't know, but I'll go check.
Can I take my Moscow mule outside?
No,
my
you cannot.
Pretentious cup?
No, you cannot.
Probably
Bye.
Very pretentious.
I mean, I don't know. They might not even notice.
They may not.
Walk
I can
out.
Tell them I brought it from home and it's just water.
Yeah. You came in with it.
I came in with it.
You came. You got out of your car with it. You're just standing here now.
I'm just here.
Yeah.
So these headphones suck.
Yeah,
I have
this
on.
Is pure, I gotta run through a fuzz pedal or something.
If I killed that, I don't know. Matt came over here and fucked with a bunch of shit.
I think it's just, I think I might just be
yeah,
too
loud.
Yeah,
it got crazy sounding earlier.
Well, it's probably because we're yelling
like
because Bertha Coolidge is fucking loud.
Yeah.
I've never heard a xylophone that loud in my life.
Sounds good.
It does. It sounds amazing, but it doesn't help in the world of podcasting.
No, not if you're trying to have a conversation.
No.
No, yeah. No, this is good.
I don't know, Jeff. Could this have been failure all the way around?
Do what?
This whole recording, could this have been a failure all the way around?
Maybe.
I mean, we had a ton of people on here. I mean,
there's some good stuff. I just don't know how good it sounds.
I don't know how good it sounds either, but Tony Diaz came on and did a whole, like, 5-minute rant about his... I think it's his march for political power in the city.
Right.
We just had. It was amazing.
Is he running for that? That guy Mark just sent her. I'm talking about like these guys back in the day.
Is Tony cool? Running for office? Is he doing that?
We can only hope. We can only hope. And then Mark and Jason Lee did like 30 minutes on their own.
Yeah, I don't know what they
So
did.
There's no telling what's going on. They could have been just bad-mouthing us. Or it could have just been the chat room chat.
Right.
Or whatever their podcast is called. I can't remember what it's called.
I don't remember.
Chat from the chat room? But it's starting to thin out, man. This was a good crowd earlier. Like, it was chaos.
I think maybe the break was too long. Like the 30, 40-minute intermission
well,
that we had.
They took 15 minutes because they were ahead of schedule. Just keep rolling with it.
I know, but that 15 minutes turned into like 40 minutes. And I think people are like, okay, I think you can lose momentum.
You do lose momentum.
I'm enjoying myself.
It is. Man, it's good to see Richard here. I got to say that.
Hennessy?
No.
Oh.
Ridgely. They used to run the Ridgely Theater. It's good to see him here. He's over there. There was a good in memoriam to Wesley earlier. Did you ever come up here when they ran the Ridgely?
Well, I don't know, maybe, but I didn't know him.
This was my home base, the old Ridgely, when it was kind of dingy and dirty and fun.
I seen the old 97s here way back a long time ago.
Then he probably did. He probably were here. I saw Ministry here.
Yeah.
KMFDM here.
Yeah, no, you can see some good bands here way back when.
I saw the old 97s, saw Slow Roosevelt, Brutal Juice. I saw myself play here.
I either saw Pimpadelic or Hellified Funker. I can't remember which one it was.
Did that. Saw them. You know, Jeff, you and I were probably at a lot of shows standing within arm's reach of each other and just probably didn't know it. This was a fun place. I miss it. So I'm going to take my pretentious Moscow Mule and its copper drink cup that she found underneath the bar.
So you have to be served in a copper cup for that drink?
It keeps it... It's something with the chilling process and that copper cup. I don't know. But I'll go sob in the corner of remembering the old Ridgely. It was during Buzz Oven showcases. Remember Buzz Oven?
What's a Buzz Oven?
You don't remember Buzz Oven?
No. What, like an easy bake
so,
oven?
So, back in the day, the Observer or the Met, do you remember the Met? It was another weekly newspaper.
I barely remember that.
One of them used to put out, every couple of months, One Ton Records would team up with three bands and put out the Buzz Oven sampler. And there were different volumes, and it was three bands, two tracks from each band. And then they would do the Buzz Oven showcase the week that sampler came out, so you come see the bands that were on that sampler. They'd do a show in Denton, a show in Fort Worth, and a show in Dallas. So Dallas was usually the Curtain Club. Fort Worth was usually the Ridgely. Denton, I don't remember. But there were good bands on it.
Yeah.
The Burton Brothers. That's where you first ever heard the Burton Brothers. Trying to think of who else. Cock. Dusu. Joe.
Hey, how's it going?
Joe, would you like to take this over? We're just talking nostalgia.
Yeah, so I thought the Seahawks put on a pretty good show tonight.
The Seahawks?
It's all about the yardage, though, you know? Like, it's a yardage game. And, you know, the other team just didn't show up.
Okay. You could have at least used the van.
I'm going to go abduct Susie and stuff her in my trunk.
Oh, I could have.
In my trunk, I have some lye and some rope and some chloroform, and I'm going to go give it to Susie right now.
Why is it going to drug Susie?
The Fort Worth Weekly Awards is a game of yardage. You know, it's all about... Oh, that's much better. Yeah. So, what are we talking about?
The Fort Worth Weekly Awards being a game of yardage.
Do what?
The Fort Worth Weekly Awards being a game of yardage.
Oh, I can't hear you. There's a band playing right now.
Yeah, it's loud as shit in here.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm on the show too right now. I'm just hanging out. I don't know if I'm.
So Bertha Coolidge is very loud.
Yeah, but they're very cool. I'm digging it. It's good.
I don't think that there's enough vibes in bands nowadays.
You don't see that often enough. Do you?
Yeah. We've got a set of vibes at the studio, which is pretty awesome, and bands love to come fuck with it, but nobody records on it.
We need a Violent Femmes cover band.
Oh, that'd be pretty dope. I feel like a fucking sports announcer. With the headphones and the whole shebang here.
Well, I think if it was a sporting event, Dead Vinyl would be in the lead.
Yeah. Yeah, they keep winning, don't they?
They do. They've been winning a lot.
Yeah. They sure do.
They're winners, man. So what they do, they win.
Yep.
No, I imagine, like, if this is a video, it'd say, we'll be right back, technical difficulties, and this music is playing.
Yeah.
white lines.
Yep.
That's kind of cool.
Yep. Do you think this is written or improv?
Maybe a little of both. They know what they're going to do if they got room to play.
How loud do you think this is in the microphones?
I think it's crazy loud. I hope this doesn't sound like hell. I don't know.
Channel 2 is rocking pretty hot.
I mean, we're clipping pretty hard every time we talk.
I think Channel 2 is that one, maybe.
Am I on the Jerry Jonestown Massacre or the Funky Town Podcast right now?
It's a good question.
That was a good question. Well,
Funky Town Massacre.
You're on the Funky Town Massacre. That was it.
Yeah.
For some reason,
it's not some reason.
Not for some reason, the memory card ran out of room.
Yeah.
And that's where it stopped recording. Even though we had 37 other conversations
right.
after
right.
that.
Dude, I swear we went
on our way to the parking lot.
We went on for another hour or so, I bet.
Yeah.
We had lots of interviews.
We had some good stuff.
We had some good stuff that was gold and it's
podcast.
Gone.
Podcast.
And we missed the 9 other awards.
Podconi.
That final one.
Yep.
Yeah.
I sat down and had a really good...
We had 3 to that point, I'm pretty sure.
I had a really good conversation with the guy from Washed Up Rookie. Me and him sat and had a really thoughtful, long conversation. He was awesome.
We had a good conversation with Tiffany. And it's gone. It was great.
Sorry,
right there
Tiffany.
At the end. Sorry, yours didn't make the cut. We had another good conversation with, I forgot. Now.
Well, Joe was on there for a while.
Joe was on there.
He was doing like some football play-by-play. What was
But it's cool. You had a nice wrap up.
Yeah, I did. I did a sports wrap up. Yeah,
it was actually
about
really, really good.
The heavyweight bout between Dead Vinyl and the Vandaliers. They were going at it, you know, toe to toe for a while, but then the Dead Vinyl guys kind of. Like, towards the end there, they kind of they ran away with
sucker
it.
Sucker punch.
It was like the Vandaliers pulled sucker their goalie, and Dead Vinyl just raped them.
You know, that's a very good analogy right
just
there,
pulled
man.
Pulled the goalie, and they just took
that's
it to
when
test.
Dead Vinyl took it to, you know, went to town.
Went to
town on that butt.
So,
But it's cool. If you want to listen to any of these bands, we've talked about this. You listen to the Funky Town podcast. He did a show when we went out and discussed all the us viewing him live playing.
The showcase. Ago,
the showcase.
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
What?
No, oh, we didn't. No.
What? Huh?
I said no. We
didn't do that.
Jeff
didn't do that.
Jeff.
Oh.
Didn't release a show that week.
So all the stuff we talked. What?
Nothing.
What?
There's a bug on you.
Is there?
No. There's
no. What's going on, man?
There's one across the room over there crawling around.
Up. Yeah. That's just a roach, though.
Yeah.
Last time you did that, there was a black widow in my.
Earphones,
crawling out.
So yeah, it was a fun award show. It always is. Glad we got to go out there and be a part of it. We did give Dead Vinyl quite a bit of hell for them winning,
but they
all the awards
they
did. But they
deserved it. They worked their ass off all year.
They worked their ass off, and
good guys
too.
You know,
if you're upset about it,
I don't know, man.
Get over it.
I guess work harder.
Work harder.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a fan-driven event, and it's obviously if you didn't win, you don't have enough fans.
Right, right.
To
you
vote for you,
suck,
and those guys,
man,
I get
suck.
It. I get it.
Maybe.
Those guys, I get it. They're young. They
They're
don't
young.
Jack off as much as us.
No, and they go out. And
they have girls and stuff that follow them, and
they push the streets
and young men that
they,
follow them.
You know, they're all over
it.
The streets, and they're like, "Hey, vote for me, vote for me, vote for me."
If you want to win, get out of your room.
They've got a good Instagram game.
Yeah.
And you know what? When I go to a Dead Vinyl show, it's not 30 people out in the crowd.
No, I get it. You know,
there's
guys,
hundreds, consequently millions.
Now, we'll say, as far as the night,
especially
for,
the ones
for me, I had I was really excited to see Garage Barrage there. You know, it just makes me really
they weren't
happy
in suits. That pissed me off. No. I was hoping they'd come all dressed up in suits.
And I wish I knew who came in second to Big Mike, because I want to know if they even kind of if they
got
even
close. You know, that is something. Not. And I when we first recorded this, I brought this up. That is something. I think it'd be cool if Eric or the Fourth Weekly put together for the website. They would put up who came in second or the top
stats.
Three
top
of
three.
Each category to show the stats, show the percentages. Cause
right, Dead Vinyl got 85%. Well, Odeo yeah. got 20.
It's funny that you say that, because what it I think we, they should sense. Do is start making it only manual ballot. You have to go to the venues. You have to see these bands play. You have to spend money at these bars.
Dude,
you
I think
have to
was
go
like
in
six different countries that there are votes from.
Yeah,
you know,
we'll fly them in. We'll fly them. The Fort Worth Weekly can fly those guys in.
But you know,
pick them
you're
up
kind
at
of right on that. If you wanted to be super super strict on it, you do on manual ballots at the showcase
that day.
That day, but you never know. Yeah. I mean, there's other ways to work that too.
Because you also because you mean maybe somebody, you know, we'll say like Lindsay Cole, who's a big fan of the Forest, and she just moved to Prague. So I don't know how long she's going to be living there, but let's say that she's there next year when this
yeah.
happens. She's going to want to vote. She can't just fly home and vote or whatever.
Sorry about your luck, Lindsay.
No, but I mean, we live in a world where you
can vote. But there
are people
that can't make it to the showcase.
Yeah, then
right.
no one can complain
sorry
about
your luck.
And now then, no one can complain about Russian collusion and Dead Vinyl winning.
Then they can come. I mean, then.
So you know what?
If you well, do it manually, that's what I'm fine. Saying. Do it manually.
But
it
the same,
it'll
the
never
same,
happen.
It won't ever happen. But
no, it won't ever happen. But the same issue with the metal category of having a super huge national band in there that won it and wasn't there
well,
to accept their
award. That's just because the people who are kind of in charge of the thing or whatever didn't know that that was a big national band.
But all O Sleeper has to do is go.
I never heard of Old Sleeper. I didn't
know
they were a big
well,
national
you're not
band.
A metal fan either.
Right. Well, neither is
but
Eric
a band's
Griffey.
Never going to do that, Dustin. A band's never going to come back and be like,
right.
oh,
we're
like to
big.
Take ourselves
no,
out
no, no.
that.
No. Let me finish what I'm saying.
Okay.
Old Sleeper hops on Facebook and goes, hey, we're nominated
yeah.
for this. They have 20,000 followers, more than any other Fort Worth band has.
Right.
That's oh, they're, on the
they're,
awards.
They're following?
They're following, following. And they're like, here, just go click this link and vote for us. It's done.
Yeah.
And that's worldwide. They were on tour in Europe. That's why they couldn't be here.
That's why there's votes from six different countries. Or maybe that's part of it.
No, I think it's more. It was more this year.
Okay, well, you know what
but
I'm
anyway,
saying.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's people who have fans in other countries. I'm sure Pinkish Black has fans from other countries.
But
for
going
them.
Back to the original argument, if you do it on manual ballot.
That's what I'm saying, man.
You cut out all
yeah.
those fans,
all the middlemen.
Worldwide fans.
By the way, we're talking about metal. I got to give props up to Fort Worth Weekly for giving their tipping their hat to metal in a good way, finally. Like, that's one of my gripes every time I've gone. Yeah, well, yeah, having them get to do their what was it, about five songs that they did?
They had three.
And it was awesome.
The War Beast, yeah.
Yeah.
It was super great.
You got to see them backstage, and they were all freaked out about it and thought it was one of the coolest things they'd done in a long time.
Yeah, I went back with Eric. He asked me to take help him carry some water back there with him. And we were back there hanging out, and Bruce said that – I asked him, I was like, how y'all feeling? Is this going to be cool? You know, y'all excited? And Bruce goes, it's like playing our first gig. We're nervous as hell.
Yeah.
We haven't done this in forever, and we're
they had
totally
a great-
out of it. But
great turnout too. Their
great
people were there. Their hardcore, their hard nosed War Beast fans were there, ready to go. I saw some Pitbulls.
There were a lot of black shirts and chain wallets.
A lot of black
there.
Shirts and chain wallets.
A lot of yeah. long hair.
My kind of people.
Hessian crowd there.
Yeah.
And it was great. It was a great. I mean, I haven't seen a crowd in front of the stage like that
mm-mm.
at a Fort Worth
no,
Weekly Award show, except for like
yeah.
last year's Burning Hotels at the end when
right.
it was a party.
Well, they had that Jenny Mack played with, I can't remember who it was she played with, but they did the Texas Playboy songs.
I wish I could remember who that was, because she played at my uncle's funeral.
Oh, really?
Because my uncle was a big guy with the Cowtown Opry.
Okay.
And the Cowtown Swingers or whatever they are that played in there. The,
Grandpa was into that too, huh?
Yeah. But he was in the Texas Gentlemen for that, years. That was at the same time as the Texas Playboys.
Oh, nice.
They ran around together.
But that was really neat, like what they did. And then you had the metal part. And then later they had Bertha Coolidge, which is like an instrumental jazz, a xylophone. And
that was a nice break.
That was cool.
Yeah.
You know, that was a really cool. I like the music, the way they had it set up this year. And they were all Hall of Famers.
Yeah. That's when we started coming down.
You see some of the old heads that were kind of
getting back to normal. Yeah.
Maybe the first part of the show was a band. Maybe the beginning of the show was a band, and we just saw people.
The Darth Mules? The Darth Mules.
Lit up butterfly.
There's a good band name for a punk band. Darth Mules.
The Darth Mules.
How about the Darth Mullets?
I mean, that's good, too.
I like the Darth Mullets.
So I wanted to finish my thought from a couple minutes ago.
Go ahead.
I was happy about.
We'll allow it.
Garage Barrage. It was really cool to see Joe Savage win. I know y'all are a big fan of his. We're big
fan of
his. You know, it's funny. I didn't see him walking around or anything. I thought I'd see him at the bar like 30 times, and he went up there, accepted his award very professionally, sat back down very professionally, and never saw him.
But I was happy for that.
I was
dude.
Too. He's a hard worker also.
I was happy for.
Actually, everybody nominated is hard workers. I don't know why I keep saying that.
I know.
That. Except that one Daft Pistols dude. That guy. I don't know about him, man. He was up for best rap.
Yesterday, you were all about him. Now you're against him?
Yeah. I think
he switched overnight. Yesterday, you were like, he was the best. He should have been nominated
for
everything.
I think he's been incarcerated now.
Now that y'all have had time to think about it, have y'all decoded Crumb's acceptance speech?
No.
No, but we want to get him on. I want him to come on the show, man.
We tried to get him on.
That's some good stuff. I was listening to it after. I didn't even know. I didn't know much about him until the award show. And then I went back and listened to him. And he's good. He's got some good stuff,
man. I have an album or two of his that I like.
I didn't understand his poem, his Wu-Tang poem, though. That didn't make much sense to me.
I didn't get it.
I thought that was the shrooms.
He bought his clothes because he thought Wu-Tang was going to win.
I was happy for Rebecca.
He knew
Elizabeth went in the other category again.
Yeah.
Her little joke was, I won it last year, so I'm now officially the other woman.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Did she?
She won for
Mean Motor Scooter,
but she did not win it for I Am Happy.
Right. That's correct.
Does she kind get of. To hold on to the award this year, or yes. Is Zach taking it
I'm
from her again?
That she gets it. Zach had nothing to do with Mean Motor Scooter. Thing.
So is I Am Happy going to do any touring or anything this year? We know.
I don't know.
Maybe they could go on tour with the House.
Maybe.
Or Panic Volcano.
Panic Volcano.
Panic.
Yeah.
Volcano.
I don't know who's this. I don't know of a Panic Volcano.
Panic.
It's volcano. Panic. Yeah. Panic Volcano. Panic
Volcano. I had a good time, man. It's always fun going out there. I liked
what are you doing over there?
Seeing a bunch of our friends. Don't worry about it.
Texting?
Nope. Hanging out with a bunch of our friends, a bunch of people coming up, hanging out with us, being silly on this little podcast shit we do. And it was good times.
It was fun.
Had fun with you, Jeff. Had fun seeing a bunch of old faces out there that I hadn't seen in forever.
Honestly, can't wait to actually hear this because I haven't heard it. Usually when I do these type of shows, I go through and edit it all out. You know, if there's any kind of long nonsense.
I'm sure it's grade A shit.
And so, but
it's shit all right.
Sometimes I wasn't there. I was out smoking or whatever.
I'll just edit that out. I'll bleep that out.
Are you don't either. You always,
Do you know how many times I
hear your show where somebody
two
says something and they're like, "God damn it, I wish it would say." You're like,
one.
"Don't worry, we'll edit it out." I'm like, "You didn't edit it out. I just heard it."
No, we don't.
Yeah, that's we just tell people
kind
that's
of a running joke.
Yeah,
yeah, I know.
That's so, the running joke. Yeah.
That's why I don't worry about you editing out.
Least amount of effort into post-show stuff as possible.
Hey, and I do want to say the Ridgely's a beautiful building, and I'm really pissed off that it's not utilized like it should be. It aggravates the fuck out of me.
It should be the Granada.
Yeah, there should be shows in there all the time. And I had a long conversation with Richard, the old guy who used to own and run the Ridgely there for the longest time with Wesley. And he told me a couple of stories about that I don't think are fit for the air of why it's not the Granada and how close they came to being. And that aggravates the fuck out of me even more. And that's why he no longer works there or no longer has anything to do with it. Because there were a couple of meetings and stuff, and he found himself in some certain situations, and that's why he left.
He wasn't having it, man.
Man, I thought there was something about whenever all that, I know this stuff is still going on, especially in Dallas, whenever they had that whole K2 thing, they got raided at the gas pipe, and they had some of that K2 stuff at the gas pipe right next door. Not the gas pipe, whatever the head, is the gas pipe? It's a head shop right next to the Ridgely.
Mm-hmm.
They got raided and shut down, and they took all the K2 stuff or whatever. And I thought at that time that the city was going to take it away from the owners because
they own the whole building.
Because whoever, yeah, because
everything. Who everything owns the complex?
Who owns it now?
I don't know who owns it now.
Yeah, I don't
Honestly,
either.
I don't.
But I thought the city was going to get it because of the whole freaking K2 thing. But the gas pipe is still there, going strong and stuff, and the Ridgely's doing its thing. And so I don't know who
owns
it.
You got three rooms at the Ridgely. You've got the front room that's down the hall from the lounge room, and then you have the main theater. But it's just not being utilized like it should be.
I think there's an uptick, though. Like recently, there's been some pretty big shows that have rolled through there. I think I saw a couple of weeks Shooter Jennings played.
Yeah, I wanted to go to that.
There's been some pretty, hasn't some metal shows rolled through there that have been pretty premier beer.
They're bringing back, if they haven't done it already, they're doing the Ridgely Metal Fest like they used to in the early
aughts. Yeah, and
I think
maybe the Eagles involved in that too, because I saw their name on the flyer. I think, could be talking out of my ass. That's the show that Big Iron's going to play. Remember those guys?
But any show that goes to the Granada could go to the Ridgely.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could have the Queens of the Stone Age playing there. Why can't you have Queens of the Stone Age playing in the Ridgely?
Because Queens of the Stone Age wouldn't play the Granada.
Well, they did before. That's where I've seen them at. I saw them play the Granada.
Yeah, not anymore. But
I mean, I think it was Songs for the Deaf.
I mean, now the last show was at Toyota Pavilion. That's.
But you know what I'm saying.
12,000 venue.
Yeah. No,
but yeah, you could do it.
Shows that come to the Granada now.
There's a lot of shows that would. I think there's a lot of acts actually that I think that go and play the Granada that would actually almost maybe prefer to go to Fort Worth and play a show. At times,
you know, next Thursday you've got a big show over there. It's Duel, Greenbeard, and Mountain of Smoke on the 26th.
Is that Duel with two L's?
That's the single L Duel. And then that Ridgely Metal Fest is August 11th.
Look at some of the names on that bill.
Drowning Pool, Bury Your Dead, Lockjaw are the main headliners. I don't know if there's a complete rundown.
Yeah, there is.
Holy shit, there is.
Yeah.
Outline the Color, Big Iron, Secret of Boris.
I think Dispositions are playing that. We've had them
on.
Leroy the Prophet, which we got on finally.
-263.
Have them coming up in August.
That's a band. I don't even know if they were even nominated. They're a Fort Worth band, aren't they?
Dispositions. Mm-hmm.
They're a big band that I know nothing about that people like.
Leroy the Prophet or Dispositions? They're both really good.
Leroy the Prophet.
Yeah. You know, my band, Old Steadfast, played with them way back in the day.
X-Mobius did some shows.
They just played with Helmet, actually.
Yeah, I just always thought that they were like a non-local band that just came out here a lot.
Leroy the Prophet?
Yeah.
I played with them up in Andes.
But they are from at least the DFW area. I don't know if they're from Fort Worth specifically, but they're from
Texas. By the way, getting back to the O Sleeper and the metal thing, who in O Sleeper is from Tarrant County? I thought they were from Dallas, actually.
Man, I don't know. I didn't nominate O Sleeper.
I did either.
Oh, shit.
And where's Daft Pistols from?
Oh, Sleeper is an American Christian metalcore band from Fort Worth, Texas that forged themselves in 2006.
Everything that I just said is wrong.
With ex-members of Between the Buried and Me, As Cities Burn, and Terminal.
Yeah. So Fort Worth,
they're a
huh?
Christian band, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're Christian metalcore.
Yeah, I knew that.
I didn't know that. Do they sing Hell with the Devil? Do you think they do that cover?
That's Striper.
It's a cover.
The devil.
Oh, does Oh Sleeper cover? Man, that'd be badass.
That's all I'm asking.
Yeah.
I was trying to see. They did leave a message on here. I'd like to read it.
About their award?
They sent it to our email?
They've got it right here. Let's see.
They didn't even video conference in?
No, it says, a huge thank you to the Fort Worth Weekly and our great city for awarding Oh Sleeper Best Metal Band out of Fort Worth. We've been grinding for a while in the city, and this really means a lot. On behalf of Shane, Blaze, Zach, Mayfield, and myself, we love you, Fort Worth. Thank you.
See, he loves Fort Worth, so it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how many followers do they have on this page? Like, 200,539.
So you're saying that the spectacle didn't have a chance? You never had a chance?
We never had a Chantrix.
Chantix? Y'all never took an anti-smoking drug?
Yeah. So, yeah, you have a page. There's no one, no one else that was nominated that night has that many people.
Spectacle
that
did
like
not
them.
Have a Zoloft.
Send me Leon Bridges has, which he wasn't nominated, but let's just see how many he has.
A follower?
I bet it's close. It's probably over that, actually.
I bet Leon Bridges over that. You think he's over a million?
Yeah. I don't know that about was, a million, but he's over 200,000, though, I bet.
He's over 200,000, but do you think he's over a million?
I bet he's getting close. Probably right around there. How many?
239,038.
Oh!
So it's the same.
They're right. Yeah, they're 30,000 different.
How many does Jerry Jonestown Massacre Podcast have?
About right under 3,000.
So we don't have a Lexapro.
I'm a 900.
You got 900?
Hey, you're building?
I'm 900 and
something. Yeah, but yours are real. Ours are Chinese, like, sweatshop, or what do you call them? The click farms.
Yeah, it's a sweatshop.
Yeah, we bought ours.
We're huge in sweatshop click farms.
We're getting close. We're not close, but
all
we're
you
getting
gotta do,
up to 1,000. We're like 930.
Yeah.
940, something like that.
They removed all those, though.
All mine are legit.
Yeah, after the election, they're like, these are Russian bots.
Yeah, they went through and removed. So everybody's are supposed to be legit now.
No all your likes?
Your numbers show. All your likes are supposed to be 100%
legit. How are they investigating that? They're just making sure that that's an actual user that's active on the on
I mean,
Facebook
million,
account?
There's a million ways to trace that stuff.
I got a friend request from Cody Canifex Sr., and it was an Asian woman.
That's awesome.
I screenshotted it and sent it to him.
What did he say?
I was like, dude, you sent me a friend request. He's like, I know.
Dude,
is
it one of
already.
His buddies trolling him?
No, it's just, it was a...
Hey, by the way,
fake account.
I want to say something to the guitarist of the Spectacle. I heard a rumor.
Is that Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hashtag David O'Hearn. If you have a fan page.
Hashtag suck at Stubbs.
If you have a fan page made for you and someone's gone out of their way to start a fan page about you as a guitarist.
Did you do that?
Then you don't go and report them to Instagram and get them kicked out of Instagram. You don't do that. Hell, if I had a fan page, I'd follow my fan page, not get him kicked out. That's un-American.
I need to make a Suck It Stubbs fan page.
That really needs to happen.
Now, that'd get bigger than my Instagram.
To hell with the devil.
Did you see that, by the way?
What?
A yellow and black attack.
What is that?
The David O'Hearn fan page.
No.
You never saw it?
I never saw it.
It was going strong, and then someone got him kicked out of all of Instagram.
Did you get it back yet?
I didn't say it was me.
Oh. Did you get it back yet, though?
What?
Did they release
I got Jerry Jonestown Massacre back, and I got Matt Stubbs back, but...
I like how Jerry Jonestown Massacre was locked out. Now, it's asking me all sorts of questions when I try to
like,
log
who
in.
Who are you?
Yeah. I need to look at your eyeballs.
Yeah.
All right, we've talked enough.
There's a lot of... The thing that makes me mad is there's a lot of cool things that we talked about last time that I feel like we're glossing over because we want to get out of here because we're sick of each other. As you crunch on ice.
I'm sick of
listeners.
Recording.
I like recording. I could do this more often. You guys want to start a podcast?
No, I could do this more often.
Call it Warmouth Bass Show? Abascus?
And what'd you say? You said no one ever listens this far anyway.
Yeah, so we can talk about basically anything.
Well, but see, we haven't talked about Warmouth. We talked about Warmouth yesterday.
We did, but we can use a different term now.
He just fart.
We can use... What did he say?
I think he just passed gas right there on the microphone.
If you are actually listening to this show now, shoot us an email or text message or something and put in there the test fish? Abascus.
I don't even know how to spell that.
Abascus fish.
Abascus fish.
And so who farted on the mic at the end of the show?
Just put in there Abascus fish and we'll see if anybody makes it this far because Jeff doesn't think anybody listened to our show.
They don't.
This far in.
No.
This far in.
I don't think people listen after 5 minutes.
As soon as they realize we stopped talking about the award show, they're like, okay, I'm done.
I think here's what happens. What are we talking about, guys? We're talking about that. We're talking about that. Jerry Jonestown. And then they're like, delete. Fuck. Right there. They're like, fuck. That's the intro's it. They listen to the intro. They listen to hear Peter yell, fuck you. You're a goddamn communist. I'm a Reagan-era conservative. And then they're like, oh, that's funny. And then that's it. They hit stop.
Probably. I can play it right now. Maybe they'll keep listening.
That's what we should do is play our intro in the beginning. I mean, at the end. Yeah, like towards the end, we'll play our intro.
Or just play it on a loop.
On a loop. All right, so.
For 2 hours.
Do you have anything else about the awards? Jeff, you'd like to spit out?
No, see, I was happy for Dead Vinyl. Happy for Ansley.
I was happy for Jesus.
I was happy for everybody, you know, the people on.
Me too.
last year it seemed like the Mean Motor Scooter, you know, won what, three?
The Mean Motor Scooter Monster.
I mean, nobody's won like, I mean, they won 8 out of 8. Where, you know.
Yeah, Henry the Archer did really well last year, too.
Yeah, so
they got one this year for drummer?
No, Dead Vinyl won the drummer.
No, they didn't get any.
Parker got
better. Oh, I thought Kevin won something.
Mm-mm.
He was nominated then.
Mm-hmm. They all were nominated.
Oh, Richard, they don't give participation trophies.
No, they don't give up participation trophies.
No, and that may be why everyone's upset, because we've all been raised in a participation world.
Nobody's been
raised.
And
everybody wants their little trophy.
Everyone wants their Hulk ripping his shirt off. See, that was funny, too.
See, I didn't get a trophy, and you don't hear me complaining about it.
That was funny. You broke
our
trophy in the middle of the show last time, and you lost the whole thing.
We won, too.
That's gone into the podcast black hole?
Yep. We lost, too.
I know. No, I understand. You won, and I won, but what's the difference here? You got a trophy. I didn't.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
That trophy and didn't come from the Fort Worth. No, that one had it made.
And I know it wasn't made. I'm just saying.
Well, he broke it yesterday, so.
I'm saying people who get upset
on
for not getting trophies, for not winning, is bad. And I am good because I don't get upset for trophies that I don't get when I do win. So I'm better than everybody. That's what I'm trying to say. So fuck you and fuck you.
Oh, okay. I get it. Yeah. You're just trying to put yourself in that top tier elitist.
Right. I'm trying to show you how much better I am than you guys.
The 1% of winners.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know, I would be, and I am. I can actually say this now. I am glad.
Are we starting this over again? We're
going to
do this again?
I was nominated.
I didn't mean to
say
fuck
that
you, fuck
just
you.
Means enough right there.
Sorry,
just being nominated and being recognized.
Oh, I know, dude. The
what
first
to be on the ballot for?
Like the best of podcasting or whatever.
Or
even like
I forgot about that.
Well, the trophy thing was a podcast, but I was like, even whenever the first year that I was nominated or whatever, or written about or whatever, that was like the coolest shit ever. So everybody, it's awesome, you know? So yeah, whenever you do anything.
Did you get a business card dispenser?
I didn't get anything.
We didn't either, except some stalker sent us that.
Yeah. But I'm saying anytime you get that kind of affirmation, you know, that you're doing a good job or whatever, you're not just, it's not for not, you know, it's cool. And say whether it's music or a podcast or if it's the barbershop you work at or the restaurant you work at or whatever it is, whenever you're like.
Have they ever done an award show for that? For the
barbershop?
No, the one where they do the businesses and everything.
No, it's
the
just
podcast.
It's just
the one that we get entered for. The best of. Did they ever do the award show for that?
No, they don't. They
seems like that would be big.
Somehow some people get these plaques and everything, but we don't have one.
No, I know. That's what I was talking about. The card dispenser, the business card dispenser.
And I've talked to all of them. I've been like, where's our fucking plaque?
Yeah.
You can hang it up in the podcast studio.
We could. We could hang it up in here. It'd be cool as hell.
Yeah, we could hand out Fort Worth Weekly business cards.
I could hand it next to the other plaque I'm about to have made. Of all the people that have died on the show.
And people have died on your show.
Have we had anyone that's come in here that's died yet?
No, but that's what it was going to be. It was the people that have worked on the show are going to be quote-unquote dead.
Okay.
The years they worked up there and stuff. Yeah.
That scared the shit out. I was like, man, okay.
Like Seth.
It had to be Dave.
Will, Susie.
David.
Sean.
Richard.
Was it James?
Shauna.
Could have been James.
I think Richard's going to have
he's
the same
a big
date.
Dude.
It's just 1 month.
Richard?
Yeah.
Was he never did anything with us.
He did for a hot minute.
He was never like involved with us, was he?
Yeah, he was like a producer for at least like 2 or 3 shows, 4 shows.
I felt completely justified on Sunday night when several people, and over the past few weeks, several people have come up to us and given us a lot of stuff and told us a lot of secrets.
We got a lot of cocaine at that award show.
Yeah. That can't be said, or they can confide in us for some reason. And
well, they,
and
think
they know we're not going to say anything.
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, we're kind of therapeutic. We have that Dr. Phil type to us.
Because like, when you get us all serious and
I have the Dr.
Nice
Phil hair.
You do.
And you have that calming voice.
And you like to change your voice into something like...
When you're in a band called Warbeast and you have an S that plays in a place where they worship God, you're going to have some upset people. By the way, Warbeast is a good goddamn band. They rocked my socks off at the Fort Worth Music.
I got to think about today.
He just died.
We're sitting on 4 brand new albums that haven't been released yet that I want to play so bad. And they're all phenomenally good.
Wait. Off mic.
Oh, after the show.
Okay.
Course of Empire.
Whoa.
Yes. Yeah.
Hagfish.
Can I say it? I'm gonna say it.
Pipadelic.
Read my lips real quick.
There's a brand new Pipadelic album out. Can't wait to hear it.
What's the fourth? I don't.
He said.
Oh, I forgot about that. You're right. We have four really good albums that are about to hit
brand
local.
Brand new albums that.
Yeah, the local music scene's about to get an uppercut.
And I'm excited because that what it leads into is that next year is going to be crazy. Because these are fucking good albums. Like some of the best stuff.
Unless Dead Vinyl puts
I've heard.
Well, where I was going was that a lot of this stuff is kind of a perception. Most people, I won't say most people, but well, I'll say most people that don't know you guys haven't listened to you guys to give you guys a chance. They just hear what somebody else said, and then they hear, oh, did you hear whenever they said this? And they'll play this one little piece, and they hear that, and so they make an assumption, or, you know.
Those guys are crazy.
Whatever, you know, but that's
what
just.
What the hell's wrong with
them? They're Trumpers.
Just, so they're,
Jeff, it's fine. I don't need you to make us feel
We're not Trumpers, by the way.
We're still
you know
going to commit
right?
suicide after the show.
Oh, okay. That's fine. I just. That
and
was
then
what
you
I was
can
saying.
Have all our podcast fame.
No, I was just saying, people are weird that way. I had a guy talking to me. He was like, oh, you're with the
Funky Town
podcast.
That's the name of your podcast.
He's like,
Funky Town podcast.
He's like, man, he's like, I love what you do for the community. We started saying all these nice things. And he goes, man, your radio station is so great when y'all did the debates. And I'm like, dude, I go, that's the pirate. I used to be on the pirate. I go, but I have nothing. Everything that he just said to me was about the pirate, you know. And I was like, all right. But I was like, that's. People don't even know half the time. They just hear there's these podcasts. We've been doing it for 5 years now, so where our name's there, people have heard of us, but they haven't heard us, heard all of it.
Yeah.
And so you just have these people that have these weird.
Speaking of which, I'm glad you brought that up, Jeff.
Because you got to hear it as a whole.
It's if they get it, they get it. If they don't, they don't. And if people think, I mean, I was actually told I couldn't join a band because of this show.
Who told you that?
And it was a band that I was kind of like, okay, you know, that's kind of shitty of you to say that, but...
Because of the antics of the show or the topics and stuff?
I said, that's kind of shitty of you to say that, but I wasn't coming in here as a permanent member anyway.
Who? You have to tell me this.
Well, you don't have to tell him on that. There's no reason to start
drama. Well, why not?
As soon as the microphone stops, as soon as I hit stop, I'll tell you.
If you're going to play that card with him... Or then why can't we come right back at you and said, hey, these people wouldn't let us be.
You know what? They're not even around anymore. So fuck it. Waking Alice. I was going to go fill in and play bass with them for a little while they got things kind of settled down. And I was told I couldn't come over there. Fuckhead.
It wasn't our friend, though, right?
No, it wasn't Russ. It was the guitarist that had full control, the guy that plays through the Aspects.
He said, I've been listening to your show, man.
No, he doesn't want to be edgy. He doesn't want to be involved with all this controversy and stuff. I was like, okay, that's
what
fine.
What controversy were we involved in?
I have no idea. He just didn't want to have us associated with that band. And I was like, okay, well,
isn't that the dude?
No big deal. I said, but it is kind of shitty because if you think about it, I was doing y'all a favor. Because this is a promotion machine, and I would have talked about y'all's band, and people have actually come out to your shows.
And the other thing, look where you're at now. You're in the band
spectacle.
I've played
three shows with them. The fourth one will be on Friday, and the house has been packed every night.
That's because you're in the band.
No, it's they.
Waking now, see what you could have had.
Hold on. The spectacle has also been around for 10 years. Those guys have put out a lot of stuff.
See what you could have had? You should have put a ring on it.
It doesn't have anything to do with this show.
Waking now, I should have put a ring on it.
But it's fine. I'm with a good band now. A band that gets it and likes to have fun and doesn't care. But yeah, that's one of the things that was just kind of like, okay, you didn't
that's
think
a blast
about
from
this
the past.
No, it's funny because
I think about this in the right order of things.
Because I try hard not to be controversial.
I didn't know we were controversial. I wish I knew what that dude was talking about that we were doing that was controversial at the time.
Within a certain sense.
We were burning the Bibles and the flags in here.
It was.
Oh,
it was when we burnt the flags.
Yeah, that's right. We had the. He's right.
We were handing out the petition to bring back slavery.
That's right.
With just your
that's
name right. alone, the Jerry
we,
Jones Massacre.
Remember that movement
can
we were involved in?
Controversial.
Remember when we got involved in that movement about women
Off
voting
blood,
and shit like that?
Jerry Jones with machine guns?
Is that when it was? When
that's
the women,
greatness.
We were trying to keep the women from voting?
I'm not saying it's
that
not
cause?
Greatness,
oh, yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
You see how that's kind of controversial.
Well, yeah, that's all just imaging.
Well, I know, but that's part of the...
But you know how many people in high places...
Have said your fucking
have said that
to your
name.
Show.
No, has said that
no, I'm
name
sure they know
is the
about
greatest
it.
Name ever.
It is a great
not
name.
Not that it's
and they don't even know the meaning behind it.
Yeah. Well,
A lot of them do.
A lot of them don't, too.
There are people in high... How can I put this?
People within the organization that we mock.
But all I was trying to say was if you have a... If you market yourself...
No, there's a lot of people there that already know about it, and they get it, and there's a lot of people in the organization that listen, and I've said that several times. But it was brought to my attention just a few weeks ago that there's a few people that do a lot of controlling and have a lot of money in Fort Worth that know who we are and find the name fucking hilarious.
Well, hey, man, do they have a lot of money? Why don't they give us some money? I'm fucking broke as fuck right now.
I'm working on that. We might have to go over to Rivercrest Yacht.
Yeah, let's do it.
Rivercrest Country Club.
Let's do it, man.
That's Yacht Club.
No, I nearly said Yacht
I'll
Club.
Join that.
We're
going
to have to go over to Rivercrest
I'll go,
Country Club.
I'll go spit some rhymes out.
We might have to go wash some golf balls and clean some clubs and stuff.
Don't you think that if somebody do you think that if somebody hears your show and they're interested in it, they play like 5 minutes of it and then stop it? Not because they don't like it or they're just like, okay, I get it. And then because I figured that's what happens with me. Like I figure people are like, okay, you know what? I know Jeff, I've known him for years. I'm gonna listen to this podcast that he does.
Then
and
like,
they play
I've
it,
had enough of him.
And it comes and on and they go,
yeah,
okay,
he's the same guy.
This is Jeff and he's so how are you doing? You know, how did you make
it's
this record?
Funny.
It's like, okay, I don't know.
Now,
really
that's funny because there has been some girls that have told me, some female listeners that have told me that they started listening right when we started, kind of stopped listening, and then sent us messages saying, hey, I had to come listen to you guys again, and wow, I missed y'all. Like, and says
oh,
stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah. And,
some of them are because the
I've just seen people that check you out. Like, somebody was like, Jerry Joseph yeah. Massacre.
We have this one emailer that's always emailing us about, like, all the time. He's the most obsessed listener we've ever had about sending money to get a prince out. Or he's involved in the
yeah,
family
he's trying
and
to get
stuff.
A prince
and he's
out.
Trying to get a prince out.
And then we got another guy that constantly wants to update our website.
Yeah, that dude, he's always emailing us.
Always.
He's like, he's checked out the content.
Why don't you let him do it?
He's checked out the content, and he wants to know if we're interested in taking our website up to the next level.
Somebody needs to take Seth out.
Well, he's gone.
Hold on.
He's not on the show anymore.
He's gone. He's not dead. Why do you want him killed?
Take Seth out.
Well, he's not in the on the show anymore.
He's on the page.
Oh, yeah. Ben, well, we've been talking about doing another photo shoot for 5 years.
We've had three different photo shoots and trying to line one up. And the best one, which I guess we can talk about now because it's never going to happen, was going to be Matt and
burying them?
Myself.
Burying them.
Sitting,
disposing of the body.
Yeah, we were sitting on the hood of the bug or leaning up against the bug, cleaning our rifles with Will and Seth laying dead on the ground. And that's just being, that was going to be our new cover photo.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They had died. They weren't on the show anymore.
Right.
But yeah, now Mark. The bodies have stacked. We're going to have Susie out there. We're going to have Shauna out there. We're going to have.
I still like the idea. Actually, it's getting better now.
Back to Richard for his short stint. And
the pile's getting bigger. See, if you would have done it then, you could have just kept adding to the pile. That would have been funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just.
Ulrich.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Murder's always funny.
We'll see when Jason flames out and stops wanting to come over.
I think he already has.
Yeah, I think we're getting there on that.
He's done with it.
All right. Well, so, yeah, we got a whole brand new show we're going to try to debut. Actually,
it's not going to suck as much.
Week.
It's going to suck less?
It's not going to be next week. We can't do it next week because next week is our metal show. Our history of metal. We are doing... what was it?
The history of fuzz rock.
I think black metal is what we decided on.
Was it? Are we doing the black Norwegian?
It was between black metal and sludge metal, and I think we decided to go with black metal. Or not sludge, doom.
Doom.
Those are the two choices.
I think we're going into the black realm of Norwegian death metal, murders, suicide.
You talk about Bathory?
Death. We're going to talk about death, and we're going to talk about dead and how he blew his brains out and what he used to do, his pre-show rituals.
Yeah.
And... burning churches all across Norway.
Next week, put on your corpse paint. Let's party.
But after that...
Sounds like a very happy,
oh, you
positive.
Have a rock show, too, you need to promote, right?
Yeah.
You're going to put this out before
this
then?
Friday night. It'll be out hopefully tonight. This Friday night...
You
want
to go to Lola's and see Josh and the Jet Noise, right?
God damn it, Jeff! I don't go on your show and fuck up
you
your
do.
Promotions. I don't. He does.
No, I've never been asked on his show.
You were on my show earlier.
Yeah, he's never been. Oh, yeah.
Yesterday and today.
It's on tape.
Take everything back you just said.
Everything that I just said is wrong.
Is wrong.
You were fooled by a meme.
Has pulled offside by a meme.
So, yes. A meme meme. This Friday night, we are in Denton. We are playing with a band called Silver Tongue Devil.
I know these guys.
At the Abbey Underground.
Means you're probably going to have the Pit Bulls show up.
Probably. And I think we're playing the middle slot. So we won't be first. We won't be last.
Play anything off of Burn the Evidence?
We're going to play a lot of stuff off of Burn the Evidence. In fact.
Are you going to do your Anthrax cover?
No.
Okay, fuck you then.
I haven't learned that. Even though it's really easy to play. But there is several new songs going to be played. We've been playing one or two here and there. There's going to be a few in this set as we break them in and see if people like them or not, or they go, go back to writing board.
Are you going
to
go find pieces of the bass player that you replaced and put them in a locket and eat it?
You don't know when. Wait, which one, Mike?
Oh, there's been a few.
We don't know where Josh is.
Is he under the shed?
We don't know where he is.
No one knows.
Are y'all going to play Drop Dead Daddy, I'm High?
No, I don't even know what that is.
That's not y'all?
Nope.
Are you going to play For Whom the Bell Tolls?
No, we're not Steadfast.
Inner Sandman.
No, we're not Steadfast.
And
Forsaken Warrior? You're playing Forsaken Warrior?
No.
That's not the second Spectacle album.
Pour Some Sugar on Me.
We're not playing that. We're not playing
Forsaken Unskinny Warrior. Unskinny
Bop. No.
Don't Close Your Eyes.
Nope.
Ragdoll.
How about playing some Spectacle songs?
Oh,
some
Spectacle I'm naming songs. Spectacle songs you're not
you
wanting
did.
To play.
We're not playing them.
No, I didn't know this. I'm making sure that. What did I say? What was it? Something Warrior? That shit was good. That
Dream Warriors?
I don't know.
By Dokken?
The Reluctant Warrior. No, that wasn't it. That was a good one. I need to go back and listen to this part.
There are times I wish microphones were sharp.
Never gonna
I could
get
just stab
Ebony
myself
and Ivory.
I'm never gonna
Ebony and Ivory. You guys going to play that?
How am I the one getting beat down by this?
You're the one that called us over here.
I did not. I guess.
So you never did tell me what you thought about the new judge. Here comes the judge. Here comes the judge.
The new judge? I need to go on record and just say, hey, I've been getting a lot of emails and messages about if I'm the new judge. That I know there's some rumors going around that I was one of the ones being considered.
I haven't heard that
but
rumor.
Trump was going to put me and nominate me to be the next Supreme Court
judge.
You
got to be a mayor first.
And I'm focusing all my talents on being the mayor of Wataka.
M-A-R-E?
Hey, Dustin, thanks for showing me your split today.
Hey, it was good seeing your split.
Jeff from the Funky Town Podcast. Jeffrey Lord, thank you for showing us your split.
Thanks for the split.
No problem. We'll do it again sometime. Hopefully this is...
This was kind of a bad idea.
This was a bad idea. All right. Award shows were fun.
My first time.
Okay, word time for show.
Now you know the rest of the story.